InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
So first of all, we are thankful to the President for this invitation and the 4 months of what we will have. It's important signals about security guarantees, and that's why it's important that we are together with the United States and Europe, and the President accepted the meeting, common meeting, also after our bilateral common meeting with Europeans. And so I'm so grateful that such big countries as UK and Finland and, you know, and the rest of all the land, the Secretary Rutte, that they will come. And I think this will be an important meeting. And we will speak about the architecture, I think so. We will have time to speak about architecture of security guarantees. And this is what really, I think, the most important.
Good.
Yes. I hope so. We will speak together. We will begin, of course, bilaterally, but I think mostly we can speak about it.
Well, today's a big day. It's going to be a repeat, I predict, just like in late February when Trump and Vance put Zelensky over their knee. The different European leaders, both from the elected governments and the unelected EU Commission and NATO, have been arriving because the United States finances and runs almost all the military operations in the war against Russia and the proxy war. And so Trump, as I told you months ago, as soon as he had this summit, that was his final deal. And the Russians have agreed, but Zelensky and NATO and the EU say they're not. And so this is Trump getting ready to pull the funding. And this is all a big display for the world. And Trump told Zelensky to wear a suit and tie. And Zelensky showed up a few hours ago and is meeting across the street with representatives of the White House in a rumpled black T-shirt, not even his normal little dictator outfit. So we'll see what type of monkey suit he's going to be wearing. But it just shows his total disrespect for decorum and everything. And he's a complete liar. Nothing comes out of his mouth. Can never be believed. That's why the globalists chose him and installed him. So we'll see if he shows up in a suit and tie, or maybe it'll be some little other type of Darth Vader outfit, Trump starts meeting with the European world leaders right now on the schedule, and then Zelensky is scheduled to arrive in exactly an hour from now, and then they're going to go reportedly right to the press. So they've got Zelensky meeting again with the U.S. representatives to Ukraine to make sure that whatever deal they've made, he's about to agree to privately, that he's going to agree to publicly, because he always goes back once he's in front of the cameras. That's why Trump got really upset in late February of this year, and that was a spectacular meltdown. So we'll see if it happens again today. I'm predicting it's going to be a blow-up. That's just knowing how sick Trump is of Zelensky's lies. Yep, it's the Oval Office showdown. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexShow.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexShow.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, August 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, transmitting worldwide. Well, Zelensky showed up a couple hours ago, has been meeting with the different U.S. envoys and representatives to Ukraine, like General Kellogg, and he's wearing a rumpled black T-shirt, even more disheveled than normal. Looks methed out of his mind or on cocaine or something. Looks like a literal rat in human form. And Trump told him, don't come to the White House unless you're wearing a suit and tie. We will see what happens, but that is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern. So in a little less than an hour from now, different representatives from the unelected EU Commission and then its member states and NATO have been arriving at the White House, but most of them have not gotten there yet. So it appears they're getting their ducks in a row and that the things are behind schedule. But we will be watching that. And so as soon as they have arrived, we can then move the clock up an hour and know when Zelensky will get there. Reportedly, Trump and Zelensky will talk for just a few minutes and then go face the press. So this should be a real treat today. I have to tell you, I'm on the edge of my seat. What happened back in late February in the big Oval Office spanking with this famous photo here, this famous still of Trump and Vance responding to the liar, who at that point had already done the minerals deal six times and then backed out of it over and over again. And that deal is what Russia wants, so the U.S. is in control of Ukraine and not NATO, so the U.S. can sign a deal with Russia to hold elections and to not have Ukraine enter NATO and to remove missiles off the border with Russia. All of that sounds extremely reasonable. Before Trump and Putin even met Friday, the deal had already been agreed to. Now Trump is going to give the offer to Zelensky, which he's already given him privately, and to the EU and NATO. And the EU and NATO have totally rejected it. And now the U.S. holds all the cards on our side in this proxy war with Russia, because we pay for 85% roughly of the military funding and run almost 100% of the missile guidance systems and satellite intelligence directing the war. As I told you when the war kicked off 3.5 years ago, as the New York Times told everyone in January of this year, Pulitzer Prize information. So Trump says, this isn't my war. It happened under Biden. It would have never happened. This leads to total nuclear war. NATO can't even win the war conventionally with us doing it. We're out. But you read the headlines. Trump's controlled by Putin. Trump's a Russian agent. Trump's blackmailed. Trump's totally destroying U.S. foreign policy. This drove Russia into China's arms. It strengthened the BRICS. It made them economically stronger. It is destroying United States power and the dollar. It is the globalists that want to destroy the United States. They were allied with Communist China previously. Now that little love affair is broken up a long time ago. So there's a new international order, and Trump is dominating it with all his trade deals and U.S. soft power. And the globalists want to cling to power, so all they've got is using Russia, Ukraine, as a detonator for total war. And it's the official economic policy of the EU and NATO to keep the war going for decades. They believe until Russia collapses. And I've even pulled up some of the clips of the head EU diplomat, the deputy head of the unelected commission, all of them saying, we're going to have an endless war with Russia until they go bankrupt. Well, guess what? We're going bankrupt. The EU is even more bankrupt than us. Russia is winning the war that the globalists, Victoria Nuland, George Soros, Barack Obama, and all of these people started. Bloomberg, Trump's peace demands leave Zelensky with only bad options. Trump to abandon Zelensky. Abandon what? A puppet who set up a dictatorship and arrest all his political opposition? And then they recycle these, you know, Irish Times articles. The idea that Kremlin has some type of blackmail on Trump seems increasingly plausible. Yes, like hookers peeing on him in St. Petersburg. It's increasingly plausible. No, Trump's a pragmatist. He was against the war to begin with. It's a nuclear power, the biggest in the world. It only ends badly. Now it's coming out, CBS News. Putin agreed to let U.S., Europe offer NATO-style protections for Ukraine. Trump envoy says, as long as they don't officially enter NATO. Yeah, the Russians have made major concessions, and they've agreed to reportedly give up half the land they've taken. And it just, it isn't enough. Russia has won. Unless we just psychotically go to full war with them, they've won. And then if you go to full war with them, nobody wins. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. So we'll be breaking all this down, but you're going to see a lot more of what's been talked about behind the scenes. But this I know. Trump is preparing to pull all funding from the war and all intelligence and leaving the EU that's trying to control NATO to its own devices. They've said that. Vance said it last week, so did Trump. And notice I told you months before, that's going to be the deal because Trump has already said that. So this is Trump one last big time trying to talk sense into these people and put political pressure on them to do it. And I'm telling you, if Zelensky does not show up in a suit and tie, Trump is going to flip out. Because, again, he is so arrogant, he will not do anything anybody ever asks that holds all the cards. Now, if Zelensky was the president of the United States and funding 85% of the war, then if he wanted to wear a little black Cobra Commander outfit and he was the boss, people would still laugh at it. They think he was Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il. But, okay, you can wear a dictator outfit because you're in charge. You're not in charge, jackass. You're like the bellhop crashing some awards ceremony and running up and grabbing the trophy for yourself. You're a joke. You're a cokehead. You're a gay prostitute. You're a guy that plays the piano with your penis. People don't respect you. It's like these EU commission heads and diplomats are like, we'll crush Russia, no problem. We'll be breaking them in five parts. And it's women who've never even been in the military. And it's all behind the scenes. Larry Fink and the Rothschilds and BlackRock, who openly want these wars and think just because they're not officially calling the shots that somehow they're safe from the potential nuclear war. They are so disconnected from reality. Here's the head of NATO arriving at the White House. Rutte. So This is just a stunning time to be alive right now. I want to get into all of this, but let me mention what else we got on the plate today, because I'm going to be covering this, but I'm going to leave this in a minute, you know, until the big Zelensky confrontation and all of it happens. If we see any press conferences happening with the EU leaders, we'll cut to that. If you're watching us at Real Alex Jones on X, be sure and take that live feed and share it on your email, your text message, repost it on X, repost it on Rumble, repost it wherever you can. That creates the chain reaction. That's everything. And let everybody know, hey, if you want live coverage and if you want to watch the showdown with the NATO globalist EU puppet Zelensky and Trump, you want to see the sequel to that with Alex Jones' analysis and background, this is the feed for you. Share it and tell them to share it. And if you're not on X, go to Rumble and go to the Alex Jones Network channel there and share that feed or re-feed it. Grab our feed, restream it. We love it. If you want to get the information out, or go to Infowars.com/show. We have our own feeds there. Whatever you do, participate in the information war as the human intelligence element that is so key to winning this war. The truth will defeat lies, but you've got to carry the ball. You are the Paul Revere's. So, we'll be getting to that. Then, BlackRock's Fink appointed as the co-chairman of the World Economic Forum after Klaus Schwab got so destroyed. That is such a huge deal because all over the United States and all over the world, governments and states and regions are winning lawsuits against the organized crime, racketeering, cartel, oligopoly of BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard that are all under the same people. And we just had the unelected head of the EU, Ursula von der Leyen, just showed up. You can't make this stuff up. And just here in Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton scores major win, told BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard accountable for illegally conspiring to manipulate energy markets. They said no investment in anything in Texas, when they control 80%+ of world investment, if you don't ban fossil fuels. That's corporate global governments, the ESG. You wonder why sporting events in Europe and Asia and the U.S. have male cheerleaders shaking their butts? You wonder why drag queen story times all over the world? You wonder why fluoride's in the water? You want to know why they're pushing poison shots? It's all standardized by BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard through the corporate ESG of the U.N. The U.N. creates the regulations that the globalists write. They put them out. The WEF is the spokesperson for it, but 2 years ago merged officially with the U.N., and is co-equal with it. Did you know that? And now Larry Fink is the head of the World Economic Forum. Absolutely incredible. And they're in a lot of trouble. So it's a big day at the White House. Showdown. Then Trump has announced, or he signed executive orders, that they're going to accelerate pulling funding from all the states and cities that don't have voter ID and that have all this mail-in ballot garbage. Could have absentee, but not just mass mail-in for anybody. And the redistricting. And Governor Newsom's been dealt a major defeat. The vast majority of Californians do not want the legislature to redraw the maps because they know it's all election fraud there, and it's really a red state. And if you break down the numbers state by state, in the Dems trying to push the redistricting war, they're going to get annihilated, is what all the experts say. Because they've been gerrymandering it for themselves forever. They've never really been the majority party for 50, 60 years. And now Republicans, for the first time in modern history, are the majority party in all polling. That's even skewed polling. You look at the plans the Republicans have in Texas and other states, they're very moderate, aren't extreme enough. The Democrats are stealing elections everywhere with the illegal aliens, the apportionment for the Electoral College, the apportionment for the amount of people that they get in Congress for the seats, and they have the illegal aliens publicly voting in blue cities and states all over the country as well. They go, oh, it's only in local elections we made it legal. But almost all local elections are held during off-year and general elections. We all know that. Starmer is arriving. Here's Keir Starmer of the UK, the grand high pedophile protector who for 15 years protected pedophiles as the head magistrate. So the scum is all arriving about 20 minutes late. They're all scurrying around meeting with Zelensky literally across the street at the visitor's mansion, deciding on what they're going to do last minute. But Starmer looked like he saw a ghost walking in. Vanderladen looked like she was about to walk up in front of a firing squad. They are not happy because they don't have the funding and they don't run the satellite grid. They don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have it. They can't shoot a cruise missile down somebody's chimney without us. They can't even hit a pretty good-sized building with one without us. You understand that? And the Russians, just through raw force, have beaten them. The U.S. war machine with NATO and the EU with $350 billion just from the U.S. alone. About $150 billion out of the EU and NATO. So we're talking over $500+ billion and a million dead. And the Russians are just getting cranked up. Trump's selling out. Trump's an idiot. Keep the war going. Oh, yeah. That's right. When you're getting your ass kicked, you know, you go into a bar, you weigh 150 pounds, you go pick some 300-pound, 7-foot-tall dude with forearms the size of your legs, and you punch him in the nose. And he says, you better not do that again, mister. So you start slapping him in the face. And that doesn't get him mad enough, so you crack a bottle over his head, and he gets up, grabs you, and slams your face in the ground, knocks out all your front teeth. And then you get up and you say, I'm going to beat your ass. Mister, I wouldn't try that. So you hit him again. So he kicks you between the legs. It reminds me of Monty Python and Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where the knight's going through the forest. And this knight walks up and goes, you're going to fight me. So he chops an arm off. He goes, okay, good night. Step aside. You've been vanquished. He goes, that's a flesh wound. Chops the other arm off. Chops the legs off. He still just keeps attacking. Now, again, anything Zelensky says, it's always a lie. But this may be different today. Zelensky says today he's ready to work for peace ahead of Trump talks. Oh, I do election. Yeah, oh, if we join NATO and I have election in 20 years. But he's finally forced through the minerals deal after 9 times. But Trump is putting the major pressure on. MSNBC has changed its name, you cannot make this up, to just MIMS Now. I guess that would be BS Now. Of course, you know, the MS is from Microsoft. It was what co-founded it. It's not the majority owner anymore. But yeah, it was a partnership of NBC and good old Billy Boy Gatesy. It's now MS News and Opinion. MS Now. Bullcrap Now. Mind-screwing Now. It doesn't matter. They got like 80,000 viewers per show. The only place MSNBC is big was when we take clips and laugh at them. And I got other articles here. It looks like all of late-night comedy is just going to shut down. No one's watching it. All the sponsors are pulling. But they're going to have Democrat congressional investigations to why Colbert got canceled. Johnny Carson had 35 to 40 million viewers a night. Larry King, at points on CNN, had 20 million viewers a night. Colbert has about 1.5 million with a giant budget and 40 writers. And he's paid $50 million a year. The damn show doesn't make $50 million. And used to, they propped them up. They were losers, but they thought the propaganda was effective. It doesn't work. All it does is piss people off. But they're too arrogant to understand that. So that's coming up. And speaking of Larry Fink, now the head of the World Economic Forum, World Economic Forum high-level representatives have announced in Europe, in Australia, and in Canada, plans to ban the construction of all new single-family homes and put massive taxes on you if you do live by yourself and with a family, as a family. And they're moving to ban all humans owning their own automobiles. Remember Larry Fink and Klaus Schwab all said that a few years ago. We will end up soon, by 2030, you will not have your own car. And we're not going to allow the new building of any single-family homes. And you notice in the Palisades they burned down on purpose. I told you it'd be a UN city. They declare an emergency, build giant high-rises, 250-square-foot coffin apartments. It's all been officially announced exactly as I said. They didn't cut the brush, left the electric lines on in the high wind, drained the reservoir, ordered the fire department to stand down to the next day. They burned down the Palisades with hole-in-one precision. And I said, the day of it, Newsom will declare an emergency, hand it all over to 15-minute city, not let anybody rebuild. And now here we are, and they've done it officially. But until you understand the premeditated psychotic evil, and they're going to do it all over the world, this is administrative war. This is how they operate. And then their own leftists, as soon as they let the power lines on and didn't cut the brush for years, supposed to turn those off, they normally do, didn't that day. Then the leftists got caught, hundreds of videos, hundreds of arrests, black, white, old, young, foaming at the mouth, Hispanics, everybody, leftists running around setting fire everywhere, just burning everything down. Because they're all part of the same demonic spirit. It's like pheromones that insects operate off of. You ever got fire ants on your leg? You don't know it. They wait till they climb all the way up your leg. And then when the first one fires and stings you, a second later they all sting because the pheromones release. And all of a sudden you're like, ah! And they're all over your leg. They're on both legs. You know, you're asleep on a blanket at the lake or whatever. And all of a sudden there's fire ants all over you. Why? They all wait to get on you. And they go, hold, 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 fire! And they just boil out of their nest. Burn, 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 burn. No orders are needed to go out to the left. They know what to do. They hate civilization. They hate society. They want to bring it down. And they serve the power structure. So it's all coming up. And I remember, you can watch my film, The Obama Deception. 2009 came out right when Obama was president-elect. Came out 2 weeks after his inauguration. So it has an inauguration in the intro. And 2008. And I put in there the ESGs and the corporate global governance and how they're going to ban single-dwelling homes and how they're going to ban beef and how they're going to ban space heaters and all gas and how they're going to ban regular farming, and it's all happening now. Well, how did I know? It was in the official WEF plan. I mean, I just showed you. They're not putting these plans out for no reason. And to have forced medical injections and to slowly kill you and your family. You've got to admit what you're up against. I'm sorry this is so extreme. I'm sorry it's so frightening. But what's a lot more horrifying is knowing this is real and not doing anything about it. We've begun to turn the tide. The Great Awakening is here. The globalists are being forced to be summoned to the White House because Trump would dare cut the money off for their war. We have the initiative. The tide has turned. Share the live feeds now. Real Hawk Jones will be back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Television stations or cable stations around the country or on satellite, you got a feed from the front door of the White House where some of the elected leaders of the EU nations are arriving, but their bosses, the unelected EU Commission, has arrived as well, led by Ursula von der Leyen. And more we've had Vance and Trump saying, hey, you guys aren't even elected, you should shut up. They're arresting Marie Le Pen because she was leading the polls in France. They canceled elections in places like Romania and arrested the people that win. We've had those folks on. I mean, they are tyrants with a capital T. And they are starting another war with the Russians. And if you know world history, the Russians have the biggest country in the world, the most resources. They were never expansionist until British intelligence and the Rothschilds, along with the help of the U.S. government to a certain level, in 1917, at the end of World War I, went and overthrew Russia. They only took Moscow at first. It took them years to take control of the whole country. The communists killed 30 million Christians. We infected them, the same globalists that we have, you know, their great-great-grandkids today. literally run things. Who do you think the neocons are? Literal Trotskyites, the servants of Stalin. So I don't lionize the Russians. I don't think they're perfect. But my goodness gracious, they have been the ones on the receiving end of the British Empire trying to take them over forever. And if you look at the czars, they were the first cousins of the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, what they are. And that's why Tsar Nicholas looked identical to the King of England during World War I. You could not tell them apart. You pull it up. Like a breed of dog. But it's just totally insane. So the EU Commission, until recently, it was all run by Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and by Habsburgs and others. They're all interbred. It's just European royalty. The British royalty is not even British. In the last 60, 70 years, they've started breeding with some people from the Isles. But they're not even British. There was a big deal in World War I over that, so they changed their name to the House of Windsor because it sounds British. They're not British. They're not Irish. They're not Scottish. They are Transylvanians. If you're a new listener, I know this doesn't sound real, okay? The Saxe-Coburg-Gotha's first bloodline, King Charles does interviews on PBS and BBC about it. You don't believe me, type in, Prince Charles loves Transylvania. Prince Charles says his original ancestor is Vlad the Impaler. And they have all the big royal bloodlines. It is. That's what it comes out of. And so, again, you cannot make this up. And they've got this thousand-year hard-on for the Russians. And it just goes on and on and on and on. So you've got the House of the Dragon, the House of Dracula. You're like, wow, that sounds like the book, Bram Stoker. He talked about it in news articles later. He couldn't write that as a nonfiction. He's not literally saying they're vampires. He's saying they're evil. He's the Count, lives under the castle, comes out at night and drinks blood, brings babies to his vampire women. Have you read Bram Stoker's Dracula? They go collect babies and bring them to him to drink their blood. So, I'm going to move on from this, but these are the people. Putin calls them the Anglo-Saxon vampires. And then people that who are English or Welsh or whatever, with some type of pride, you know, well, we're Anglo-Saxon. What do you mean? Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Anglo-Saxon is a Viking tribe, and William the Conqueror, folks. And the Russians just see the British Empire as that, even though since King George I, 350 years ago, it's not even been Anglo-Saxon. But I'm giving a history lesson, it doesn't even matter. I'm related to the Anglo-Saxons, directly, on my mother's side particularly, to some of the famous folks back then, I'll just leave it at that. We've done all our bloodlines back to the Greshams, the inventors of the stock exchange, all of it. And that was the old nobility that got swept away. There hasn't been any real British kings in almost 300 plus years. I'm digressing. The point is the Russians know what they're dealing with, but we're looking for some fireworks here today. And they're running about 20, 30 minutes late. Globalists are still arriving. And so we are going to remind you of what happened at the last meeting back in late February at the Oval Office where they put Zelensky over his knee and gave him a nice spanking. So they were scheduled at noon for Zelensky to arrive, and then Trump was going to have a press conference basically immediately. But because the EU people and the NATO are still arriving, looks like I would guess was going to start at noon Central. I bet this all kicks off at like 1 Central, which is great because we'll still have a couple hours of live coverage here with you. And then Owen Schroyer comes on 3 p.m. Central. But again, more of the European aristocracy are arriving. So we'll continue to track this as it unfolds. But let's just go down a little memory lane here before I hit all the other news. And then we'll get back into the huge event happening at the White House as Trump throws on the gauntlet and says, take it or leave it. We're pulling out of the war unless you decide to take this deal and end it, which is the pragmatic, sensible, moral thing. As the Bible says, blessed be the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will inherit the earth. Might have heard of that. Jesus Christ said that on his Sermon on the Mount. Let's go back to that flashback.
Talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the President for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
Do we have problems?
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
I'm not playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards,
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III.
What do you think?
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm that's with all respect to you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this entire meeting, you said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that... If you will speak very loudly about the war, you
can... He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and you men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about Westbrook?
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
Said a lot of times American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on out here. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
Thankful.
You're buried there. You're People are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again.
Running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen,
don't, please,
you're running
Mr.
low
Bradford.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then
Bradford.
you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I wanted this. Look, if you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course we want to stop the war. But
you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
That wasn't
what
with me.
It
that was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
But this
that was
is your,
with,
this
that
is
was
your
with
president.
Obama.
It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
It's
going to be a tough deal to make because the attitudes have to change.
What if Russia breaks ceasefire? What if Russia breaks peace talks? What do you do then? I understand that it's a heated conversation right now.
What are you saying?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me.
All right,
he
let's stop right there.
Deal. I don't know if you...
Now. I'm going to move on from this until Zelensky gets there and they have the press conference. Okay, and that looks like that'll be at least over an hour now because the EU people are still arriving an hour late. So, or Trump may just push it up and not really meet with them and then just, we'll be watching, we'll be carrying it. Macron just showed up without his significant other, Birgit, or whatever it's called. So we'll continue to track all of that here with live coverage. But I've got all this other news I mentioned that I want to hit. But there's no way to play all these amazing clips and comment them all. But here's Trump pointing out that the whole thing was a Russiagate hoax with Putin, which is important to do. Then we have the deputy head of the commission and the chief diplomat of the unelected EU commission, Kaja Kallas, saying, well, if we can't beat China, if we can't beat Russia, how will we beat China? Well, no crap, Sherlock. They got nuclear weapons. And how many millions will we lose if we just have an endless kinetic war with them? This is cuckoo land. Now, if China starts going into the Philippines and Japan and everywhere, and South Korea, we'll have to have a war with them, but nobody wants that. But they've been expanding and pushing people around. Russia's not doing that. So China's the issue. China's got all the AI. China controls half the Democrats or more, and some of the Republicans. China's the problem. And we can't fight these multi-front wars. So all the real analysts agree. This is a terrible war. It's bankrupting us. It's killing them, over a million people. It needs to stop. The Russians have won, and they didn't start it. And then a lot of people I've seen, kind of the Q-type folks, are like, look, Trump flew a B-2 over Putin to threaten to bomb him. That's power. No, the Russians would fly their jets over if Trump was there. It's an honor guard. It's a esprit de corps deal. It's ceremony. It's pomp. It's circumstance. But it also does show peace of strength because Trump's not cutting the military budget. He's increasing it. So the defense contractors get all their money and the U.S. is the strongest. We're just not out blowing all the rest of the money, dropping bombs on people and pissing the whole world off against us. Walk softly but carry a big stick, as Teddy Roosevelt said. So there's a whole bunch of these clips. They're all amazing. You've also got Putin when the press is screaming at him and yelling at him. He starts laughing at him because the Russians don't act like that. Now, let's play these clips back to back. Here they are.
We're interfered with by the Russia hoax. It made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. I think he's probably seen things like that during the course of his career. He's seen it all. But we had to put up with the Russia hoax. He knew it was a hoax, and I knew it was a hoax, but what was done was very criminal. But it made it harder for us to deal as a country in terms of the business and all of the things that we'd like to have dealt with. But we'll have a good chance when this is over. So
China is so much bigger economy than Russia is, with so much bigger military than Russia is. So if you're saying that you're not able to beat, that we collectively are not able to really pressure Russia so much that it would have an effect, because then how do you say that you're able to take on China risk?
I'd like to thank President Trump for the work that we've had today, for the friendly tone of conversation, for the goal-oriented approach, results-oriented approach. We can see clearly what the United States wants to achieve. President Trump certainly sincerely cares for the future of his country. At the same time, he understands that Russia has its own national interests. I'm sure that today's agreements will help us restart pragmatic relations between Russia and the United States and help us start on the path towards resolution in Ukraine. And
President Putin, it's our honor to care for all veterans here, and especially for the 14 Russian citizens interred here.
Да, спасибо большое, господин президент. Для нас большая честь сохранять наследие всех ветеранов, которые захоронены здесь, и также, в частности, 14 российских граждан, которые
здесь захоронены. Это то, что нас объединяет, наше прошлое героическое.
This is what brings us together. This is our heroic path.
Создает условия для движения вперед.
And it also lays the foundation for us moving forward into the future.
И вы этим занимаетесь.
And you are doing this important job.
Большое вам спасибо.
So I would like to say a huge thank you for that.
Oh. There are a lot of points. I mean, a lot of points we're agreeing on. But there's not that much. There's, you know, one or two pretty significant items, but I think they can be reached. Now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done. And I would also say the European nations, they have to get involved a little bit. But it's up to President Zelensky. I think we are, and if they'd like, I'll be at that next meeting. They're going to set up a meeting now between President Zelensky and President Putin. And myself, I guess, you know, I didn't ask you about it. Not that I want to be there, but I want to make sure it gets done. And we have a pretty good chance of getting it done.
If you press, thank you, press.
So that is just some of the insanity that went on Friday. But everybody keeps asking, what is Trump doing? He's been honest about this the whole time. It makes perfect sense. All right, I'm going to start the next hour. Continue to watch the live feed. As soon as there's any press conferences or any fireworks, we are on it like white on rice or like flies on you know what. here today. But I want to get into the other big announcements Trump's made, going after the election fraud, major actions already taking place, Larry Fink taking over the World Economic Forum, what that means, MSNBC changing its name, so much more. Is Trump setting up martial law in D.C. and other cities? Hochul is now secretly pardoning murderers because she, quote, doesn't want them to have to be deported. I mean, this is just wild. We're going to be getting to it all coming up next hour. But before I end this hour, we did a survey like 10, 11 months ago at the AlexJonesStore.com and said, what is it you'd like to see as a super nutrient supplement? And the most popular thing was bovine colostrum, which is the first few weeks that any mammal puts out milk. It's full of all these super amino acids, peptides, nutrients, natural immune boosting, unlike anything like it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best private labeled 2,000 milligrams per serving, and it's supercharged with a bunch of other super nutrients that take it to the next level. So, we have almost sold out of the first run of this, but there should be more in just a few weeks. But despite that, we want everybody who's on the fence about going to AlexJonesStore.com to experience these products so you see how amazing they are. So if you buy one bovine colostrum, it's 25% off out of the gates. If you subscribe, canceling time, it's 50% off. And you get any supplement, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the ultimate life force, cardiovascular spike protein detox for 50% off. And that sale ends tomorrow at midnight because we are very close to selling out of the bovine colostrum. And I'm glad it's a hit. It's amazing. It's basically flavorless, so you just mix it with whatever you want. And it is so good for adults, children, old people particularly. Believe me, all the rage is bovine colostrum forever, but it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. I had my medical doctor a few years ago say you should get on bovine colostrum, and then I'm not a big supplement guy. I know how well they work. I'm big once I get on them. Once I, you know, habituate, I always take my iodine. I take my ultramethylene blue. I take my Shilajit. I take my Irish sea moss. I take my... But the point is, it's all there right now, and you really want to get the ultimate methyl drive that is the strongest energy you can imagine, especially when you get it with the other products there on the site. Find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps on the air. I want to thank you all for your support. Hour number two, straight ahead. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order
It's Alex Jones.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Sophia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET are written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, three pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And, of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
It must be what? It must be what? It must be what?
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers, because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory. A form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today. And a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East was twice as strong as the average man today. Just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer. And the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
These are the folks that tell you the two men can have a baby. It's all upside down world. You know, they use DNA to prove somebody committed a murder 30 years ago, and that's all science. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the different unelected EU Commission members and the different members of NATO and some of the leaders of elected governments like France have shown up. They were supposed to be there basically an hour ago, but they just kind of doled their way in. Zelensky is scheduled to be arriving now, but it looks to me like they're late, but we're watching. And the minute he arrives, they're reportedly going to have a big press conference with all these people. So if you think the last one was a circus in late February, where Vance and Trump literally put Zelensky over their knee, I'm predicting fireworks. And what I'm looking for is if Zelensky gets out of the limo, gets out of the beast, the armored limo, in a t-shirt or one of his little dictator outfits, Trump is going to flip out because, again, he's officially warned him to show respect and wear a suit and tie. Now, if I went to the White House, I would actually wear a tie. The problem is I had a 21-inch neck before. Now I've lost 70 pounds. It's 19 and a half inches around. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. But, and the neck's so much bigger compared to my shoulders, even though I have broad shoulders. If I try to get a 21.5-inch or 20-inch neck or 70.5-inch neck, still, it looks like a clown outfit because the collar's so big. So I need to get, like, tailored shirts or something to do it. I just, none of them fit me. It's just because I'm a mutant, I guess. But I guess if I went to the White House, I'd have to put a tie on. I don't know how I'm supposed to do it, but it would not be a disrespect thing. I'd certainly wear a sports jacket. But, you know, Zelensky showed up today in a T-shirt to the earlier meetings, with White House officials and State Department officials and General Kellogg. So we're watching that. Now, in the interim, I want to do this. I could cover each one of these stories, and it would be interesting, and listeners would think it was interesting, and each clip would go more viral if I just commented one-dimensionally on each piece of it. That's the paradox here. And so it's like, well, do I want to wake people up about this one issue more, or do I want to give people full spectrum analysis, but then somehow it'll get, you know, it won't get 5 million views per clip. It'll just get a million views. And I just can't help it. I've still got to connect the dots here. But maybe I can do it this way. Maybe I'll just cover it in a compendium, and then Wilson or somebody can just cut each piece out too, have our cake and eat it too, because that's how my brain works. Because even members of Congress I talk to that call me and, you know, the rest of it are pretty informed, but they still don't get it. How corporate global governance is already here and how it works and how it's unelected and how it's totally predatory and tyrannical. So when I see last night Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, is now the head of the World Economic Forum, because this is so much trouble being exposed as a crime syndicate. And then I see all the news today, last night, and I'm like, that's BlackRock, 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 that's BlackRock. every evil thing you see through corporate governance is these people. I mean, they literally standardize it all, the world's ID system. They manipulate right-wingers and left-wingers. You've got all these states passing Internet IDs, and now they're like, oh, we want, for a VPN, we want Internet ID now. It's not keeping kids safe from porn. It's BlackRock pushing all that. So again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions by the people being manipulated, not by those setting it up. So I have a whole giant, and here's my problem. I started looking at everything connected to BlackRock today, and I'm like, it's basically everything. But I only picked three or four things I'm going to hit. But the first thing I want to do, and it's a longer John Bound report. It's 10 minutes long, but it's very informative. I want to play a few minutes of that, because don't forget, in Lahaina, Maui, and in the Palisades, Southern California, in L.A., and all over the world, from Sri Lanka to Brazil to Ireland to the Netherlands to Canada, all these rules trying to shut down organic farming, all these rules trying to get rid of cows, all these rules trying to get rid of single-family dwellings, all these rules trying to get rid of individual ownership of cars, which they now admit that's the whole driverless car, that's the whole electric car thing, is that you won't be able to own a car. Schwab said it years ago. Larry Fink said it. You can pull it up. Now they're doing it. I mean, just one of these stories is insane. Because I'd read this stuff 30 years ago, and when I first got on air in like 1994, they just had the Rio de Janeiro meeting a year and a half before, that UN World Government Treaty. The U.S. didn't ratify it, but George Herbert Walker Bush instructed the agencies to follow it. Just like, you know, the UN carbon tax, Paris Accord, Congress never ratified it, but we were put under it by Biden. Trump pulled out. And at the end of the day, that's what's beautiful, is Trump really is killing the ESG system. He really is blocking their operations. I mean, he's wrecked it. But they're still there to a certain extent, and we have to recognize it when we see it and understand what it is. It's the Rothschilds. It's the British Empire Front Group, the State Street Vanguard, and BlackRock. It's all, you can do the studies are out there. They're all owned by the same shareholders. And they take your investment money that you put in these mutual funds and stuff, and then they use it to literally destroy your life, destroy the economy, and consolidate control. They are predatory to the max. They're at war with you. But it was BlackRock bought control in Lahaina 7 years before the fires, and said in a statement, we're never upgrading the electoral system. We're not cutting the brush. We put zero investment in stuff that isn't carbon neutral, knowing that when all the brush grew over it, it's very dry in that area, when big fires came later and they left the power lines on, it would then burn down the whole town. They could come take it because they'd tried 2 years before, BlackRock sponsored Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey, to take the town, make everybody sell their houses and build Four Seasons that Bill Gates owns and all these big high-rise coffin apartments. Well, guess what? They've not let anybody move back in or rebuild years later, and they're getting ready to tear it all down and build the luxury stuff for rich people and the coffin apartments for the poor people. Oh, so Zelensky is a little late, but he's going to be arriving on time, or just a little late. Trump is now waiting to greet him. Will he be wearing a suit? He's pulling up. Let's go to the audio. Here it is.
President Trump, sir, your message to the people of Ukraine as world leaders gather here today.
He's wearing a suit. No tie.
And Russia continues to attack civilians, this time in Kharkiv, killing many.
Is there a just offer for peace on the table?
Even in the White House, Trump's got people catcalling him. Wow, so he's like wearing a Mao Zedong outfit, or like what the torture master O'Brien wears in 1984? Couldn't wear a more totalitarian outfit. So he didn't wear his normal little monkey suit, his little black onesie. He's wearing a black shirt, if you're a radio listener. Black button-up shirt with a black jacket. Like he's an undertaker. And that's his gimmick. Guys, pull up photos of Zelensky in a suit. I mean, he does look like a pedophile in a regular business suit. So Zelensky has gone into the building, literally wearing a James Bond villain outfit. I mean, my God, if he's going to wear a Nazi uniform, why doesn't he get a Hugo Boss one or something? Seriously, where do these people come up with this stuff, man? He literally wears a black uniform. Can you imagine if Trump wore a black uniform? I mean, Hitler wore a brown one because it's, you know, a little friendlier. Only his SS wore the black uniforms. You know, the people in the black uniforms are coming to kill you. But he's so weak, it's all about projecting power. Never been in the military, probably never been in a fist fight. Known for playing the piano with his penis. And this is what we get. All right, they'll probably, within 10 minutes or so, go right to a press conference. We'll go immediately to it. But I wanted to just set this up. They burned down Lahaina. They burned down the Palisades. And we've had Catherine Austin Fitz for decades, who's like headed up a federal agency that dealt with all this, saying they're administratively preparing to burn everything down. Then they take it over. Then they get the bailout money, the relief money, the emergency money. Then their buddies rebuild it. They get all the land and power. All over the world, this is the way it's done. And then they say it's global warming because they cut off the fire services, don't trim the brush, leave the electrical lines on, drain the reservoirs. They wouldn't give them the water in the reservoir in the drought in Lahaina 2 weeks before. And magically the water that they did have was turned off that day. And as I predicted, they're not letting anybody move back in. Yep, first came the Maui land wildfires, now come the land grabs. One of the oldest communities in, since Westerners settled it. In fact, it's the oldest. And now it's all, I love Lahaina, I've been there many times, whale watching, you name it, gone, burned to the ground. Of course, up the road, Bill Gates' house and Oprah Winfrey's, they're all fine. So here's a few minutes understanding what BlackRock does, administrative tyranny. And they're now getting found guilty in courts around the world of administrative criminal activity. It's not just big healthcare companies that deny people healthcare and kill you, which they also own a large percentage in. It's the whole thing is administrative mass murder. But you're thinking about an enemy coming with tanks and airplanes and black uniforms. That's how Zelensky comes. But other than that, that's a throwback. No, they come as a friendly old man, Larry Fink. Here it is.
Shortly after the one-month anniversary of the heart-wrenching disaster in Lahaina, the locals faced a den of thieves.
When I was on the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that, that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator.
Listen to what Biden said. He said Bob Fenton was placed there specifically for the long-term recovery of Maui. There hadn't been any fire. He was placed there before the fire, which means the fire was planned.
Build back better, is it just, it's not just a slogan, they mean it. They're talking about building America back in a way that will be, you know, more sensible and have better energy.
All right, let's cut away from this. They went really quick into it. Get ready to skip this break, guys. They're live in the Oval Office. Let's go to Trump meeting with the Ukrainian dictator Zelensky.
Just a short while ago with the president of Russia. And I think there's a possibility that something could come out of it. And today's meeting is very important. We have, I guess, the seven very powerful leaders from Europe. And we're going to be meeting with them right after this meeting. And thank you very much for being here.
Thanks so much, Mr. President.
If I can, first of all, thank you for invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife, she, First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah. So we are saying this is a sensitive topic, Yes, please. And thanks to our partners and that you supported this format, that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO, I mean all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks to them. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
President Trump.
Do you think it's fair?
Yes, Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump. So, President Zelensky, you say in the Post-Onyx today, Russia must end this war, which it itself started. President Trump, you say President Zelensky of Ukraine can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to, which is
I think that's true. I think they'll... we're going to have a meeting. I think we'll, if everything works out well today, we'll have a trilat. And I think there will be a reasonable chance of ending the war when we do that.
Is this the end of the road for American support for Ukraine? Is today's meeting deal or no deal?
I can never say that. It's never the end of the road. People are being killed, and we want to stop that. So I would not say it's the end of the road. No, I think we have a good chance of doing it. It's been almost 4 years now that a lot of people were killed last week. A lot of people last week. I mean, millions of people killed, but a lot of people last week for whatever reason, a big number, a lot of soldiers, both on both sides. And I know the president, I know myself, and I believe Vladimir Putin wants to see it ended.
And as you met with Putin on Friday, today you've got President Zelensky here. As you listen to Russia and Ukraine, which side has the better cards?
Right? Well, I don't want to say that. I'm just here to be. Look, this isn't my war. This is Joe Biden's war. He's the one that had a lot to do with this happening, and we want to get it ended. And we want it to end good for everybody. We want it to end good. The people of Ukraine have suffered incredibly.
President Zelensky, are you prepared to keep sending Ukrainian troops to their deaths for another couple years, or are you going to agree to redraw the maps?
Thank you for your question. So, first of all, you know, we live under each day attacks. You know that today have been a lot of attacks and a lot of wounded people, and the child was dead, small bomb, one year and a half. So we need to stop this war, to stop Russia, and we need support, American and European partners. And we will do our best for this. So, and I think we show that we are strong people, and we supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good. Thank you.
Mr. President, the war going from Zelensky's side.
If the peace deal will be achieved, are you going to be willing to send American peacekeepers to Ukraine?
Well, we're going to work with Ukraine. We're going to work with everybody, and we're going to make sure that if there's peace, the peace is going to stay long term. This is very long term. We're not talking about a 2-year peace and then we end up in this mess again. We're going to make sure that everything's good. We'll work with Russia. We're going to work with Ukraine. And we're going to make sure it works. And I think if we can get to peace, it's going to work. I have no doubt about it.
Your team has talked about security guarantees. Could that involve U.S. troops? Would you rule that out in the future?
We'll let you know that maybe later today. We're meeting with 7 great leaders of great countries also, and we'll be talking about that. They'll all be involved, but there'll be a lot of help. When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved.
Mr. President, Vladimir Putin mentioned that the war will not end without addressing the root causes of this war.
Have you had an understanding what are the root causes of this war?
Well, look, the war is going to end. When it ends, I can't tell you, but the war is going to end, and this gentleman wants it to end, and Vladimir Putin wants it to end. I think the whole world is tired of it, and we're going to get it ended. It was, I've done six wars. I've ended six wars, and I thought this maybe would be the easiest one, and it's not the easiest one. It's a tough one. A lot of reasons for it. And they'll be talking about it for a long time, but they'll be talking about the others. Look, India, Pakistan, we're talking about the big places. When you look at, you just take a look at some of these wars. You go to Africa and take a look at that, Rwanda and the Congo, Republic of the Congo. That's been going on for 31 years. And so we've done a total of six, and we really have six, not including the fact that we obliterated, and it turned out to be a total obliteration, the nuclear, in as you said, the future nuclear capability of Iran. And this one, I think we're going to get solved.
The reason Trump got so mad in February was they had an agreement on minerals, and then Zelensky went back on it live on TV. Zelensky's keeping his mouth shut this time. So there may not be fireworks, but we'll keep watching, and we're going to skip this network break coming up. Some stations will run ads over, but that's fine. But we're skipping it for the people watching online and on satellite. Let's go back.
I feel confident we're going to get it solved.
Do you have a guarantee, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you tell us about your conversations with European leaders and what they need to see to support an end to the war?
Yeah, well, we're going to be meeting with a great representative group. And seven very powerful, very big countries and great people, all friends of mine and friends of yours. And we're going to have some suggestions made. They want to see peace. They would like to see peace.
President Trump,
go ahead, please. In the red.
President Trump, do you think it's fair to for Ukraine and for Russia to achieve a lasting and durable peace if Ukraine cedes its territories that Russia hasn't yet conquered? Do you think it's a fair peace for Ukraine?
We're going to have a lasting peace. Just to answer the first part of your question, we're going to have a lasting peace. I hope it's going to be immediately. I hope it doesn't have to go on. And I think people in the whole world is going to be very happy when that's announced.
Yeah, please.
You posted on social media, Mr. President, a very touching letter from the First Lady. And the letter was hand-delivered to President Putin. And it calls for an end to the war, essentially, because of the children and the children's future. Why did the First Lady feel that letter was necessary? Was it because she believes that Mr. Putin is the aggressor in the war? Is a similar letter being hand-delivered to President Zelensky?
So the First Lady felt very strongly. She's watched the same thing that you watch and that I watch. I see things that you don't get to see, and it's horrible. But when she's got a great love of children, she has a wonderful son that she loves, probably more than anybody, including me. I hate to say it, but she loves her son. She loves children. And she hates to see something like this happening. And that goes for other wars, too. I mean, she sees the heartbreak, the parents, the funerals that you see on television, always funerals. We want to see something other than funerals. No, she felt it was a beautiful letter. It was very well received by him. And she did ask me to say, you know, she would love to see this end. She would love to see it end. And she says it very openly, very proudly, and with great sorrow, because so many people have been killed.
Last week,
Brian, go ahead, Brian.
Yes, sir. I've got a question for each of you. Yes. First of all, Mr. President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's the one that attacked you last time. See, now he's
I remember that.
No, my first question for you, President Zelensky.
But you are in the same suit. I changed you.
Maybe yours is much better. Real quickly, upon peace, God willing to get peace, are you open to holding an election in your country?
Yes, of course. We are open for election, yes. We have to do safety circumstances, and a little bit we need to work in the parliament. because during the war you can't have elections, but we can do security. We need a truth, yes, everywhere in the battlefield, in the sky, in the sea, yeah, to make possible for people to do democratic, open, legal elections.
So you say during the war you can't have elections. So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good. I wonder what the fake.
You like this idea?
No. Speaking of news, I got a question for you.
Trump just basically told Zelensky he's a dictator. He won't cede land. He says he can't have elections. Trump just called Zelensky out for being a dictator. Boom.
Every step of the way, as you lead the charge for peace.
It's an amazing phenomenon. I said that if in the settlement you got Moscow, St. Petersburg, and thousands of miles around them, they would say I made a bad deal. The level of hatred and animosity is incredible. Not with all. I mean, we have great people up here. We also have terrible people up there that I think are told what to say. But, you know, in solving all of these wars, they don't even write about it. You know, I saw major wars. I saw wars that have been going on for 31, 35, and 37, and a couple of quicker ones. One that was going to go into a full-blown deal very quickly. You know what the one I'm talking about. It was a big one. But they don't even write about that. No matter what I do, no matter what, and you know, this is... not anything to do with you. It's probably to your advantage in a certain way. But no matter what I do, no matter what deal I make, from my standpoint, you'll come out good. Maybe President Putin will come out good. But they'll say, Trump was absolutely horrible. It's just that, and I've lived with that for a long time. I've lived with it since just before the first election. I used to get great publicity. Now I get the worst publicity anyone's ever gotten in office, but I won in a landslide, so the people understand. They're the only
people see through it, exactly. You want to be demonized by the corporate media. If they're endorsing you, you're bad. But let's go back to that. Trump literally just called him out being a dictator. He's canceled elections for over a year, outlawed his political opposition, won't make a deal saying, oh, the legislature has to agree to it, even though he's overridden that. It's all a lie. And then Trump said, well, maybe I'll just have a war, and we won't have an election in 2028. Of course, he was being sarcastic, but watch, the media is going to go with that. That was powerful. Let's go back.
What they said. But they said it. Now, if he didn't come, they'd say that was also bad for Trump. Yeah. There's no way. And there's just a great dishonesty of the press, and I think that's why it's lost its credibility. You know, its credibility is at an all-time low. We have a thing going on right now in D.C. We went from the most unsafe place anywhere to a place that now people, friends are calling me up, Democrats are calling me up, and they're saying, sir, I want to thank you. My wife and I went out to dinner last night for the first time in 4 years, and Washington, D.C. is safe. And you did that in 4 days. I'll tell you, it's safe. I had another friend of mine. He has a son who's a great golfer. He's on tour. And he came in fourth yesterday in the big tournament where Scottie Scheffler made the great shot. And he said his son is going to dinner in Washington, D.C. tonight. I said, would you have allowed that to happen a year ago? He said, no way. No way. He said, what you've done is incredible. And I think the people realize it. But the press says, he's a dictator. He's trying to take over. No, all I want is security for our people. But people that haven't gone out to dinner in Washington, D.C. in 2 years are going out to dinner. And the restaurants the last 2 days were busier than they've been in a long time. Thank you.
I walked around yesterday with MTG. If you can walk around with D.C. with MTG and not be attacked, the city is safe.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last week you warned of what you called severe consequences if a 30-day ceasefire or any type of ceasefire were not agreed to by Russia. Will there be severe consequences? Does that change because of...
I don't think you need a ceasefire. You know, if you look at the 6 deals that I settled this year, they were all at war. I didn't do any ceasefires. And I know that it might be good to have, but I can also understand strategically why, well, you know, one country or the other wouldn't want it. You have a ceasefire and they rebuild and rebuild and rebuild, and, you know, maybe they don't want that.
But if you look at the six deals that we made peace and you know, long-term, long-running wars, I didn't do any ceasefires. Would I like? I like the concept. You know, I like the concept of a ceasefire for one reason, because you'd stop killing people immediately, as opposed to in 2 weeks or 1 week or whatever it takes. But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight. I wish they could stop. I'd like them to stop. But strategically, that could be a disadvantage for one side or the other.
Yeah, so Trump explains why he understands that we need to just have an overall peace deal before a ceasefire. That makes a lot of sense.
Can you explain the decision to offer Ukraine Article 5-like security guarantees, but stop short of pushing for their full membership?
Yeah,
well, we haven't done anything on that yet. If you look back and you go back long before President Putin, it was always a statement that they would never allow Ukraine into NATO. So that was a statement that was made. But we haven't discussed any of that yet. We're going to be discussing it today. But we will give them very good protection, very good security. That's part of it. And the people that are waiting for us, they are, I think they're very like-minded. They want to help out all.
Yeah, it's going to be a security agreement, but not Article 5.
Thank you, President Trump. The United States has already given hundreds of billions of dollars to this war effort in Ukraine.
Biden.
At best, it is a stalemate, and the killing continues. So, President Trump, how much more is the United States willing to give Ukraine? And President Zelensky, how much more do you want?
Well, I'll start off just by saying we're not giving anything now. We're selling weapons. This is something before, I guess the number is well over $300 billion. That was under Joe Biden, a corrupt politician, not a smart man, never was. By the way, go back 40 years, he was not a smart man 40 years ago either. But now he's in particular.
By the way, it's very encouraging that Zelensky hasn't shot his mouth off.
That shouldn't have been in. And if the, and frankly, if the right results of the election were given, if I were president.
That's because he knows he's going to get thrown out by the U.S. if he doesn't make a deal.
Because he would have.
He'll still try to double cross, but this is very encouraging.
This war would have never happened, and the people that were killed, a couple of million people, a lot of people with soldiers and everything else, and the people that have been displaced and forced into other areas and other countries because of what's happened, none of that would have happened. And I'm just saying that he was a horrible president, whether it was the borders or this, he was just a horrible, corrupt president.
Mr. President,
you want to answer?
I can. Thank you so much. So, first of all, we have possibility now to buy weapon from the United States. We are thankful for this program and this opportunity. We are thankful for Europe. They pay for this. And through NATO program, for example, Pearl, and etc., we have some programs where we can have some money to finance this. And this is a part, I think, it's not a part for the war and to defend us. It also will be a part for security guarantees to strengthen our army, to rearm Ukrainian army. This is very, very important. And it depends.
Yeah, and that's a no deal with the Russians to keep building up the Ukrainian military.
Air defense, we spoke about it with President Trump, and I'm happy that we have now bilateral decisions and we work on it with production, American production. Nobody in Europe has so many air defense like Patriots, for example. We need it very much.
Zelensky's not intending to leave. You already said that. If I get to the NATO, I will leave. I have election 20 years.
Military equipment in the world by far. You mentioned the Patriots. How good are they?
Systems.
We have systems. They're literally 100% foolproof. And it's really like shooting two bullets, you know, two bullets hitting each other in the air in a space like this. The chances, 100%. It's 99 to 100%. So we sell the equipment to NATO. And NATO does what, I don't know what the arrangement is that you have with, but I know that they want you to have that equipment. And we're getting the best equipment in the world, but they pay us for the equipment. Under Biden, it was just crazy what was going on. I believe the number is over 300. I think it could be $350 billion worth of equipment and money and everything else. And we've made more progress in settling this war in the last 2 months than they made in 4 years. This should have been settled.
All right, so Trump is continuing to try to be the peacemaker. We're going to find out what happens when they go back in that meeting. But it's definitely coming to a head right now. Let's continue.
About doing away with mail-in ballots.
and potentially electronic voting machines. Can you expand on that and help?
Well, that's a very off topic, just really quickly. Mail-in ballots are corrupt. Mail-in ballots, you can never have a real democracy with mail-in ballots. And we, as a Republican Party, are going to do everything possible that we get rid of mail-in ballots. We're going to start with an executive order that's being written right now by the best lawyers in the country to end mail-in ballots because they're corrupt. And you know that we're the only country in the world, I believe, I may be wrong, but just about the only country in the world that uses them because of what's happened. Massive fraud all over the place. The other thing we want change are the machines. For all of the money they spend, it's approximately 10 times more expensive than paper ballots. And paper ballots are very sophisticated with the watermark paper and everything else. We'd get much faster results. The machines, I mean, they say we're going to have the results in 2 weeks. With paper ballots, you have the results that night. Most people, many countries use paper ballots. It's the most secure.
Yeah, they've all gone back. Nobody does it. It's all a fraud.
Very, very important.
They're one of the worst election systems in the world by design.
I think maybe even more important, the mail-in voting. We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud. If you have mail-in vote, even Jimmy Carter with this commission, they set it up. He said the one thing about mail-in voting, you will never have an honest election if you have mail-in. And it's time that the Republicans get tough and stop it.
Or you can just not have elections like Zelensky does. That's even better.
It's the only way they can get elected. Because with men and women's sports and with transgender for everybody and open borders and all of the horrible things. And now the new thing is they love crime. They're fighting me on the fact that I've made Washington, D.C. safe. We're not going to get mugged, beaten up, or killed like all the people you've been watching get so badly hurt. I'm glad. I hate to take your time in this, but I'm glad you asked me that question.
Sorry.
We're going to stop mail-in ballots because it's corrupt. You know, when you go to a voting booth and you do it the right way and you go to a state that runs it properly, you go in. They even ask me. They ask me for my license plate, for identity. I said, I don't know if I have it. He said, sir, you have to have it. I was very impressed, actually. But it's very hard to cheat with mail-in voting. As you know, what happens in California, it's so corrupt where some people get 5, 6, 7 ballots delivered to them. Now, we got to stop mail-in voting, and the Republicans have to lead the charge. The Democrats want it because they have horrible policy. If you have mail-in voting, you're not going to have many Democrats get elected. That's bigger than anything having to do with redistricting, believe me. And the Republicans have to get smart. We're not going to have a country. I said for a long time at rallies, you need borders and you need free and fair elections. Those two things. Otherwise, you don't have. We have strong borders now. In 90 days, Mr. President, we didn't have 3 months, not one person came in illegally into our country. In fact, even I find that hard to believe, but it's run by a little bit of a liberal group that put out the numbers, so I guess it's, but 0, 0, and 0. You go back a year ago, 2 years ago, three, millions of people poured into our country. It was terrible. Thank you very much.
For President Trump to be able to make a deal? Is it American troops, intelligent, equipment? What is it?
Everything. It includes two parts. First, strong Ukrainian army. That's what I began to discuss with your colleagues. And it's a lot about weapon and then people and training missions and intelligence. And second, we will discuss with our partners. It depends on the big countries, on the United States, on a lot of our friends.
And Mr. President, you're going to commit American troops to that NATO-like protection in order to get President Zelensky to a deal today?
Well, I don't know if you define it that way, but NATO-like, I mean, we have people waiting in another room right now. They're all here from Europe, biggest people in Europe, and they want to give protection. They feel very strongly about it, and we'll help them out with that. I think it's very important. I think it's very important to get the deal done.
You've been involved to defeat
killing
in Ukraine since 1st day in the administration. What would you say to the Ukrainian people right now who are suffering under the Russian attacks? And hoping that the American people will stand with them.
Well, I know Ukrainian people. I've known many over the years. They're great people. They're smart. They're energetic. They love their country. I mean, they love their country, and we want to get this war ended. That's all I can do. I love the Ukrainian people, but I love all people. I love the Russian people. I love them all. I want to get the war stopped. Very important.
Is there any aspect of your discussion with Vladimir Putin that left you disappointed?
Look, we just spoke to, I was just telling the president, I just spoke to President Putin indirectly, and we're going to have a phone call right after these meetings today. And we may or may not have a trilat. If we don't have a trilat, then the fighting continues. And if we do, we have a good chance. I think if we have a trilat, there's a good chance.
Yeah, anybody, this is key, anybody criticizing Trump trying to be a peacemaker, Russia's won this, Russia didn't start it. Biden never talked to Putin while he was president. No one did. The hotline wasn't used. That's insane. So it's totally normal what Trump's been doing. Did they just end the meeting? Wow. Okay, yeah, so Trump is keeping this on schedule. So that's a good bookend here. Trump is doing exactly what I would do, studying history, geopolitics, U.S. interests, not wanting nuclear war. Plus, Russia is winning. And Russia didn't start it. So, of course he should be meeting with Putin. Of course he should be meeting with Zelensky. Of course. And, you know, some listeners are so isolationist, they're like, I don't want to hear about it. Well, we need to get out of this war. And we have to then sell the public. It's a bad idea, even though 80%+ of the public is against it. Same thing in Europe. But it just shows the total insanity of the globalist. All right, here's what I want to do. I started getting into BlackRock because, you know, people know BlackRock's this villainous group and that, you know, it's involved in politics and trying to control our lives and control our behavior, in the words of Larry Fink. But do you realize how it's involved in every facet of your life? And everything it does is to make you poor, alone, sick, and then finally dead. I mean, it's cold-blooded, sociopathic, pure energy. And Trump is dismantling its attempt to completely rule this country. And so that alone is an amazingly positive thing that I don't think we celebrate enough that's happening. So I want to hit that. And I also want to look at what's happened with the redistricting. Because Newsom is trying to push his redistricting plan, that's the Democrats just voting to basically outlaw Republicans ever winning office again. And so their response to Trump, the Republicans trying to make it just a little fairer, I mean, their plans are very moderate compared to the fraud they're facing. They're coming in saying in New York and everywhere else, California, we're just going to totally write it for ourselves. But when you look at what they're able to do, it's backfiring. And in polls in New York, in Illinois, in California, and other states, upwards of 70% of the voters say they don't want it. Now, how is that, that they're all electing Democrats? Almost no Republicans get elected in those states. The few that do get indicted by the Justice Department in the past. But the polls show that the Democrat politicians are ultra unpopular. That's because it's harder to rig a poll than to rig a congressional district or to rig an election. So the fact that the Democrats have not been a popular party in decades, the fact that they only win in almost every area through fraud, is something that people on the know know. I've been telling this for decades, but now it's coming into the full consciousness of the public, and that's why the Democrats are in absolute, total, panicked freefall. And that's why they don't just want to leave the districts the way they are. They want to make them even worse. So that's an extremely exciting thing that is happening and unfolding right now. So here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up, and then I'll hit the BlackRock news in the fourth hour, because there's a lot. I want to explain BlackRock. I want to give you a bunch of examples of what they're doing, from your local zoning, banning single-family dwellings and banning fireplaces and their move to ban private ownership of cars all over the world. I mean, they announced it years ago, but they're doing it now. And why are there male cheerleaders in Europe and now the U.S. and everywhere else shaking their butts in front of the camera? That's BlackRock. That's the social credit score. That's the ESG. All of this comes out of them. The vaccine passports, the internet IDs. You just have to go look at what agenda are they pushing. And then if you do the opposite, you're going to be in good stead. But BlackRock is just one big part of the State Street Vanguard BlackRock conglomerate. They've done studies that just a handful of shareholders own the majority of. But they control your investment money. That's why we need to migrate away from anything in BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard Holdings. That's why the state of Texas and other states are leading the fight, removing state investment funds, school funds, all of it, pension funds from them. And it's already made BlackRock on the surface back down, but they're not actually backing down. But yes, even in mainline polls, Trump's approval rating's fallen a bit. But nothing like the Democrats, because people are pissed at the political system, period. They want results. And that's why we're so much closer now to indictments of top Democrats, and the grand juries are open, because Trump understands his voters want the indictments more than anything. And they're going to come after him and his family if they don't dismantle the system. So this is a literal life and death situation for the Republic, for the planet, and for those of us at the tip of the spears, like President Trump and myself, it is a life and death situation. I mean, they will bare minimum throw my ass in prison. They've already been trying so hard. So you've got my commitment to fight the globalists as hard as I can. Because not only did I sign on to this because they're evil and need to be opposed, it just was the right thing to do. Now I'm so deep into this, it is a life and death situation, very immediate for me. So let's open up the phones. Specifically on a bunch of big topics, but on these topics alone. What did you make of that press conference? What did you make of Zelensky? What do you think that signals? It looks good to me so far that he understands Trump is going to pull all the funding if they don't actually make a deal. It'll still take some time, but this is very encouraging, really, for the first time. Also, what do you make of all the redistricting and what the Democrats are up to and the fact that polls are up to 70%, even in California, registered voters don't want Newsom and the Democrats to redraw the lines. They want an independent commission. Or they want the federal government to come in. Not the federal government can be trusted, but even comparatively, they don't want to be under Democrat rule. What do you make of MSNBC changing its name to just Microsoft, literally MS Now? It just shows how they're collapsing. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other news dealing with the ADL, who has tried to ban the symbol OK with your fingers. Now they want to ban the term America First. ADL wants to control the language, and its counterparts in Europe are just flagrant censors. We've got a lot of news on that coming up as well. But here is the toll-free number to join us. Again, first-time callers today, at least for the first raft of calls. And then after that, it's a free-for-all. But please give first-time callers a chance right now, only first-time callers. I tend to take a lot of calls. We can put 12 up on the board, so we'll take 12 first-timers, then we'll open up for everybody else after that. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. What is Trump doing good? What is Trump doing bad? What do you think can be done better? But do you get my point of, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We don't get mad because of some bad things they do. We put pressure on them to stop that. We hold their feet to the fire. But the overwhelming amount of stuff happening is very good, is dismantling the globalist system, dismantling their funding, crushing their woke ideology, ESG, social credit score agenda. What would you like to see better from Trump, though, as well? That is a wide-ranging group of topics to talk about here today. Also, what is your view on Trump putting the National Guard in D.C.? Talk of arming them. Talk of putting them in Chicago, New York, other Detroit, other out-of-control, crime-ridden areas. Every time I see a headline, they're going to arm the troops. I go, read it. They haven't even said that. But whereas in an emergency, and whereas with crime rates this high in these areas, Trump constitutionally could do that for a limited time. It's a Band-Aid, and it's a trap. To have so much civil unrest and attacks going on ICE that Trump deploys the military so somebody can false flag an illegal alien demonstration, and then we're off the races, which I've been warning you about for years, building up to this point, particularly the last 7 months since Trump got back in office. So I understand it looks good. It makes the criminals get off the streets. It makes crime plunge. Makes the military the heroes. Trump's not doing this for gun confiscation or arresting political dissidents like the left were trained the military to do. And that's what I expose with the documents, with the eyewitnesses, with their local newscasts, with their own training manuals. That was going on under Herbert Walker Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, stopped under Trump, accelerated under Biden. That was the gear up for real martial law tyranny against the American people. And J6 saying we're going to go after all Trump supporters like a terrorist. That, if I saw Trump doing that, I'd be against it. No, this is about visuals. But now the National Guard's starting to get attacked. So like, well, should we arm them? That's the trap. So whereas so far it's constitutional, I think Trump's getting sucked into a trap. I'll talk about that next hour. 877-789-2539. What's your take on that? That's a lot of subjects. Those are the subjects. Please adhere to that. All right, we're going to break. Tomorrow night is the last night to get up to 50% off on our new super strong, the very best private labeled cow colostrum, bovine colostrum, all the super nutrients the first 2 weeks that the mother gives the calf, just like human milk or donkey milk or whale milk, is the very best. It's not even the, it's beyond the very best. It's something completely different. It's like clear or, you know, not dark milky. It's thinly milky. Full of all these supercharged things for the cells to grow and for health and for rejuvenation and for immune system. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Everybody already knows it's great. Well, we've got the best 2,000 milligram per serving, each little scoop filled with a bunch of other super nutrients. Tomorrow is the last day to get to 50% off. And when you buy it, any other supplement you want with it is 50% off as well, part of that combo deal, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Yeah, less than 48 hours, take advantage of that deal at thealexjonesstore.com. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, Family, Country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered.
This is a powerful song. I think I'm going to play the whole thing later in the broadcast, but some stations don't care this first five. I want all your calls to get heard. I got a couple big stories I want to hit first, and then I'm going to go right to your phone calls. Coming up next segment, Steve, Bart, Jacob, George, Mark, Jack, Oregon Bob, Austin, Andy. Your calls are straight ahead and so much more. But first, the power of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene blue to. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He'd heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came
in because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Edinburgh.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesstore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed, it's not caffeine, it's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks, but I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, ultramethylene blue, thealexjonesstore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, it was like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. Thealexjonesstore.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I would take it every 3 days now because it's too It's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I ain't going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But, I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action. All right, we're live. I wanted to come in dry to the start of hour number three before we go to your calls and cover all this other amazingly important news. Just to say this, I was working out this morning listening to Marty Robbins from back in the 50s. Great country singer, really a poet. And I hadn't heard the song, The Master's Call, in many years, but it just reminded me about how I was when I was a younger man. Wasn't really a bandit, but you know, I was a bad boy, and how I did get the master's call, and I just thought I'd play this song as just commentary on how I feel and what I see before I go to your calls, because I feel like all the time that I'm not grateful enough for God and for all the things God has given me and all the things God's given us. And one thing my dad always taught me was to be a grateful person, and I am a grateful person, but I'm very grateful to the crew, very grateful to my family. But I really see the family and our audience of activists, because you're not an audience, you're activists, you're men and women in the arena, as my family. And we're all in the same fight together, and we all have a desire for liberty and freedom and hate these lying tyrants and how they're attacking our children and us and our very souls. So I want to play this song, and then I just want to say this. I was watching that really only 35-minute short press conference with Trump and Zelensky. And Zelensky was in there, and Zelensky put his tail between his legs because he understands the U.S. is funding 85% of the war, giving him all the intelligence, the missile guidance, all of it, and that if we really want to end that war, it will be ended. NATO can't do it on their own, and NATO started it, and the U.S. was heavily involved in it and ran it. And the U.S. was just as involved, but it wasn't Trump. And so he's doing his job as a peacemaker to stop a super dangerous war that we started. By that, I mean our so-called leaders, and that we're losing. And you have this horrible little drug addict actor who's a dictator, and Trump called him out as being a dictator and said, oh, yeah, you know, you can't hold elections because there's a war. Well, then should I just start a war before 2028 and just stay in power? And I guarantee you, they're going to spin that. It happened like 30 minutes ago. I bet there's already headlines. Trump talks about canceling 2028 election by starting a war. No, he was saying that's bad. And what he meant was completely clear. But I guarantee you, if it isn't already out there, it'll be a talking point tonight and tomorrow. See, he's putting troops on the street. See, he said he might start a war to stay in power. No, it's illustrating how bad Zelensky is. So here's my best approximation of this. NATO and the EU need this war because their demographics and their financials. They need it as a political distraction. They've said that. but they know they can't do it unless the United States is involved. So they'll try to extend it as long as they can by acting like they're going to negotiate a peace, but never do it. And that's not going to work because Trump understands how they rope-a-dope. They did that with trade deals. His first administration always said they'd do it, but never followed through. And also see people going, look, it's a big club like George Carlin said, we're not in it. Hillary praised President Trump. That was a very backhanded praise. She said, if he can get all the territory back, and if Ukraine can join NATO, and if Russia pays giant reparations and says they're wrong, which they would never do any of that, then he deserves a peace prize. Well, yeah, if Trump could deliver to the globalists everything they wanted, he'd be one of them. He's not. He's trying to do a deal for both sides. He says both sides will be mad at him, but that's what he needs to do because the U.S. is the world superpower. We're about to lose that status. So everybody went, oh, now at a certain level, she was also kissing his ass, thinking he's too dumb, which he's not, to understand these systems. No, he's read in on it now. He's informed. So I saw some people going, look, Hillary's praising him now. He's with her. No, they've got grand juries open on her ass. So that's what really happened there. And we'll play the Marty Robbins song, The Master's Call, and the Saul of Tarsus moment, and then we'll play the clip where he calls him out for being a dictator. Here it is.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing, and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bowl of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God. When another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers, and the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
powerful. And I just want everybody to know that God is real. I know a lot of you had personal experiences. You don't need me to tell you. You've seen it. You know. But we can say as a species we're afraid to die. Consciousness is so incredible, and to realize you're not going to be here forever, at least in this body. You could say we create, as every culture, these ideas of how we're eternal. But I have had countless dreams that come true with angels telling me the future. I've told you many things that have come true exactly as I said. And I know God's real. I know we're eternal beings that God created. And that's really what this whole fight is about. And look, I know we've all got spiritual nerve endings that can plug into evil or good. I'm not up here on some high horse and I'm perfect. Like Mike Tyson says, if God favors you, so does the devil. But I point my soul at God. I want to follow God. And at the end of the day, I spiritually feel like I should be supporting President Trump. I pray about it when I see things happen that I don't agree with. I never go out and do something because it's popular. I've never gone out and done something because I got money for it. I've never gone out and told a lie for power. Oh, I'll sell things that I know are great all day long. But I will not compromise my integrity because I'm being threatened. I'm a jackass. It's actually the opposite. I know you're like that. That's why you tune in, because you don't tune in because you're learning something, most of you know. You tune in because this is like listening to yourself, isn't it? That's the marketing plan around here. Until Bigley, we never did marketing surveys. We never even looked at demographics, anything. But just, I think this, I'm doing this. This is what I like. And we miss some stuff because of it, like the bovine colostrum. Like, why didn't I think whatever the best seller, you know, you want this, you got it. Now, you know, you love it. So we're doing more of that. My point is that this broadcast is the opposite of the corporate system. They're paid by BlackRock and the globalists and the Rothschilds for an agenda. And you know, whatever they're pushing is to hurt you. Well, I don't want to live in a world where I hurt a bunch of people so I do good. That makes me feel bad at a spiritual level, but intellectually I can pull back and go, plus, how is wealth worth anything in a crap hole? A rising tide, as Kennedy said, raises all ships. So I'm done talking about that. I want to go to your phone calls. I got so much to hit I haven't hit. And I need to focus on BlackRock because we're really starting to kick their ass. They're really getting problems for major governments and state governments, not just here but around the world, regional governments. And if we can stop them, we can stop it all. And so this isn't getting enough attention. Their power isn't getting enough attention and how they exercise it. I mean, here's an example. We hear about Israel, and I mean, I can't even stay away from it, my feet. On X, everywhere. It's Israel, Israel, Israel. And look, I get it. That's the thing you're not supposed to talk about, so people won't talk about it. And we expose it. We talk about bad stuff Israel does all day long. I get attacked by the main, you know, ADL lobby more than anybody. All I'm saying is that if you think Israel manipulates U.S. policy, and Pat Buchanan, who I was a big supporter of, was dead right about that, and it should be exposed, well, let's spend a little time on BlackRock, which is the Rothschilds that created Israel. Because the Rothschilds are the mama that laid down her back. And out between those legs came Israel. It's kind of like the legend of Beowulf, the oldest translated Norse legend, over 1,000 years old at least. You know, this Viking fortress keeps getting attacked by this 20-foot giant that eats men's heads. And Beowulf's this big champion, so he hears about it and he sails across the ocean to get there. And he gets there, and the first night, here comes Grendel. And he comes in and he's killing and eating people and everything else. And Beowulf jumps up on his head and is stabbing him, and Grendel gets scared, and Grendel runs, and he slams his arm in the door and chops his arm off, and he follows the blood trail down to a mountain stream, and sees it. He goes under into a cave, and he goes in there, and Grendel's already bled to death. But now you got to fight Mama. Grendel is the baby. You got to fight Mama. So I'm here talking about Mama. Guys, get me? You comprehend what I'm saying? And I understand a lot of people are one-dimensional, or they just want to, you know, keep score and say this or that. All I do is tell you whatever the most hardcore truth is in my view. Doesn't mean I'm always perfect. But it's like Palantir. Palantir has got this giant AI grid grabbing all the databases, total control, autonomous drones killing people. You know, Alex Karp, you know, his main enemies, Christian conservatives. Of course, I'm talking about it forever. It's a total information awareness network. Admiral Poindexter, their program fails 2002. They go set up the CIA Palantir. I went and looked it up. I covered Palantir in like 2004. Put it in films. And I got on air and say, you understand Microsoft, Google, and Amazon are... they were about 200 times bigger. They're only about 150 times bigger now because Palantir is now getting into the trough and is ascending in the control grid. I was like, hey, great. Know about Palantir, boys and girls. But the only reason you know about it now is because the corporate media attacked it because it's trying to stage a coup against the big three. I don't want Palantir doing what it's doing. I don't want Microsoft doing what it's doing. I don't want Google doing what it's doing. I don't want Amazon doing what it's doing. And then you got the Pentagon Sentinel. See, I want you to see the whole hand and then the arm that's attached to the body and the head and the whole enchilada. Now, is that a cover-up for Palantir? No, it's the opposite. And it's the same on every front. I'm trying to get people to think 35,000 foot view because then, like I said with BlackRock, every evil, every anti-family, every anti-God, every anti-Christian thing, everything to put you in debt and destroy the economy and ban organic farming and just you name it evil, they're running it. And so Israel is just a political distraction and a money laundering operation like Ukraine. And I want to end all those wars and stop it. But what BlackRock represents as the consortium front group of the Rothschild British Empire is the mothership. Now, I get it. You're getting attacked by a TIE fighter up close. You're like, God, that's the enemy. It's flying up shooting at you. But that TIE fighter flew out of a Star Destroyer. And I'm simply trying to say, hey, guys, let's talk about Larry Fink saying, I'm going to control your behavior. I'm going to break up your family. I'm going to take control of your body. I can play clips of everything I just said. He says it. We're going to ban single-family dwelling homes. We're going to ban private car ownership. They're public about it. These are nasty, nasty, nasty people. And I'm simply trying to get people to understand all that. I mean, my God, I exposed William F. Buckley and the CIA controlling college newspapers and trying to control the conservative movement 30 years ago. And I'm glad other people now are exposing it. That's great. But my point is that how much time are we spending on BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard? They control 87% of all global investment currently. And it's the group that's running every damn bit of it. And we've got states like Texas winning lawsuits for criminal cartel operation against them. And like dominoes, it's falling and the BlackRock's scared. So my issue is, focus on all the tentacles of the Hydra, but also focus on the head of the Hydra, the heart of the Hydra, the brain of the Hydra, the guts of the Hydra. That's why they've been trying to indict Ken Paxton for a decade. No, he isn't, you know, as good on TV as Pam Bondi, but he is the Beowulf. He's already slain Grendel. Now he's fighting Grendel's mama. But see, that's a complex thought. The general public only knows about Palantir now because the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, Blair NewsHour, all of them attacked it and said, it's this new thing called surveillance. It's this new thing called AI. It's this new thing called, you know, police state. And I'm simply saying, you're only being told that because it's a group trying to come in and get the contracts. I want to expose all of it and stop it all. Palantir, Microsoft, Amazon, Google. Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? There are people that will take this last 10-minute breakdown and edit it to be deceptive and say, Jones just defended Palantir again. Here's another example. Let's say a foreign adversary on a submarine launches 15 ballistic missiles at our cities on the East Coast. I want to shoot down every one of the missiles. But see, the globalists just want to tell you about one missile. Or because when you only focus on that missile and shoot all your missiles at it, all the other missiles get through. Are you smart enough to understand 2 plus 2 plus 4? I didn't just fall off a turnip truck yesterday. All right, let's go to break. I'll come back with your calls with Trump calling Zelensky out for being a dictator.
So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections. Oh, I wonder what the fake
news is. Idea.
Yeah.
Upon peace, God willing, we get peace. Are you open to holding an election in your country?
Yes, of course. We are open for election, yes. We have to do safety in circumstances, and a little bit we need to work in the parliament, because during the war you can't have elections, but we can do security. We need, a truth, yes, everywhere, in the battlefield, in the sky, in the sea, yeah, to make it possible for people to do democratic, open, legal elections.
So you say during the war you can't have elections. So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections. Oh, I wonder what the fake news is.
Idea.
Speaking of news, I got a question for you. This sounds insane for me even to ask this, but do you think the American media really doesn't even want a peace deal? Because they've seen they've been so critical of you every step of the way as you lead the charge for peace.
It's an amazing phenomenon.
Yeah, so Trump wasn't endorsing having a war to cancel the election. He was pointing out that Zelensky is wrong. And Zelensky has banned his political opposition. He said, yeah, if we enter NATO, then I'll hold elections in 20 years. So he's beyond arrogant. And that's the reality of what happened there. And I'm sorry to viewers that the feed out of the White House was blurred like that. That was their issue. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Jack and everybody else straight ahead on the press conference today. Where you see this going, your report card on Trump and more. Remember, tomorrow night's the last night, less than 48 hours, to get our incredible bovine colostrum for 50% off. And you can get any other supplement 50% off when you buy the bovine colostrum at theyellowshowstore.com. We'll be right back. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theelectronstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at theelectronstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Please remember, while we're sitting here at the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, that my crew has put up with years of harassment, years of attacks, years of not getting raises, you name it. And the Democrats have gone to state court. You can type my name in the news and read about it. They are trying any time now. The judge has ordered it, and they're reportedly giving an order to the Travis County Sheriff's Department to come close the doors. And people are like, wow, you've survived so long. Come on, you're just hyping it. Look what Trump's gone through. Look at all the battles he had to go through. This is all real, okay? And at a sick level, sometimes I kind of want them to shut it down, so you'll get that. But I know that's fools that don't understand it. Other people do. No, I don't. I don't want that to happen because the name InfoWars is important. The studio is important. They want to use it against us. The Onion is back in the news, funded by Bloomberg openly, saying they're going to confuse everybody and use the website to try to discredit us. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. We already are. I mean, it is just a war. So just remember to stay on air and be able to cover these topics. We are fighting the deep state together. So thank you all for your support, your word of mouth. When you share an article, a video, a live feed, you're committing a revolutionary act against tyranny. It's not a small act. It is everything. It is literal Paul Revere 2.0. I cannot stress that enough to you, so thank you all. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Jack in Tennessee on the National Guard and Trump. Now, the media said he's putting armed troops on the streets. I looked it up. That's not what they said. I do have concerns about it, though. It's constitutional so far, but I didn't just say this now. I said they're going to have crime, attack ICE. Trump will put troops on the streets, which other presidents have done. Then they're going to false flag the illegal aliens and blame the troops. That's why arming the troops walks into that trap. Yes, you can constitutionally do it if it's for defense, but I'm saying I believe it's a trap. What do you think, Jack?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. How you doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Well, two quick things. First off, and I just thought of this, I think it's funny that, you know, a few years ago when the Chinese president came to California and Newsom cleaned up the streets and kicked all the homeless out, oh, that was fine and dandy. But God forbid Trump wants to do that to our own nation's capital.
I didn't think of that. That's right. Like 2-3 years ago, Xi Jinping came to San Francisco, and Newsom joked, we could have cleaned it up any time, but we did it for him. Pull up that video. Newsom jokes, we could have cleaned up San Francisco any time. See, he loves to rub it in, doesn't he? And then when Trump cleans it up, oh, he's bad.
Yeah, and Trump's doing it for no reason other than just to have a clean capital, and it takes Newsom a foreign communist dictator coming to our nation.
Well, exactly.
To
Trump's not sending the National Guard to take over the DNC. Trump's not sending it to have war with gun owners the Democrats were training him for. That's not a martial law. He's doing it for visuals, and already crime has plunged.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, you said something last week on your show, I think, that's kind of stuck with me, and it's unfortunate that we're at this point, but you know, it's going to take a lot more than just visuals to really clean up the Capitol and other major cities, you know, from New York, Atlanta, Nashville, all over the country.
Well, that's right. I'm surprised the Border Patrol and ICE under attack, getting shot at, getting killed. Cinder blocks haven't killed somebody yet, much less an innocent. But, you know, they get shot at. Someone tries to run over them yesterday. They shot at a truck. The media only talks about that, not the hundreds of thousands, millions dead from fentanyl. I got stacks of carnage, illegal aliens raping, killing people. They don't ever want to talk about that, though. They want to act like ICE is running around burning the country down. No, this is in response to this lawlessness.
Exactly. And, you know, like where I live, cities around me in Knoxville, Nashville, it's just as bad. But you don't hear about that in the national news. It's always those cherry-picked, one-off incidents that the corporate media can take and put a spin on it. And I know that's not news to you, but it's outrageous that that's the way our country is right now.
Well, exactly. I look at the architecture of what Trump's doing. It's a Band-Aid. And, yeah, it makes the criminals hide out when they see federal officers and extra cops and some, you know, some Humvees. And it's all aesthetic, but it's working because it's the message to criminals, you don't have free reign like we have with these Soros DAs and the police being told to stand down and being defunded. So it's the opposite of Tim Walz saying, I love people burning down cities. I love the smell of burning buildings, like his wife said, and burning tires. So instead of Tim Walz is saying, yeah, I love it, burn down cities, Trump is like, no, we've got soldiers on the streets. It's not to politically take our speech. It is literally just a message.
Exactly, yeah. And if anyone should know anything about politically having their speech taken, it should be Trump, who he's been doing that, having that done to him the past, since he's been running for president in 2015.
But do you agree with me, though, that we need to defund these Soros DAs, those that are involved in corruption, indict them, they're getting removed. Putting troops out and extra feds out, that's a Band-Aid.
Exactly, yeah. It's going to help, but we wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for these, you know, revolving door DAs where someone gets killed and then they're just...
Oh, no, no, no. It's a total assault to defund police in some areas, 60%. Remember, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul, they both defunded the cops over 50%. Then the city councils hired private security for themselves.
Yeah, and then they tried to hire these, public servant or social workers to replace the police, and, you know, they're not going to do a damn thing. All the cities that defunded police immediately regretted it.
And the Democrats, defund the police. I'm not for that because overall they're good and professional. We need them. That's why we hired them to begin with. But the Democrats want to disarm us and take the cops away.
Yeah, which is, it's like you've been saying on your show since you've been on, since I've been listening to you. It's all in an effort to
I appreciate your call. Your phone broke up. But, yeah, look, here's the deal. I don't know the history of police being first hired in England and then in New York. And it's going to have its problems, just like professional fire departments. But you get big cities, complex things. You don't want, if your neighbor is, on their front lawn beating their wife to death, you don't want to have to go deal with it and maybe get killed. But you pay taxes for professionals to do it. Or there's a saloon opens up down the street from your hotel, and they've got hookers in the street, and they're having gunfights. You don't want to go after the gunfight. You got a sheriff that does it. That's English common law. So we hire the police. They work for us. I got upset about the police when the Democrats were turning them into basically communist enforcers. We came in and said, don't do it. The police resisted it. So my resistance to a police state is the Democrats' police state. With Trump, it's not a police state. The problem is it's a setup. And arming the National Guard is walking into a trap. Now, you can do it constitutionally, but it's a trap. And but that's all the headlines on Drudge were. Trump arming National Guard. Well, we heard a rumor maybe he was. See, it wasn't even true. All right, thank you, sir. Bart in Chicago, you're on the air. Trump-Zelensky meeting, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I just wanted to say, finally, Trump has a genuine understanding of the Ukrainian conflict. He's not being, influenced by the neocons around him. He had a one-on-one meeting with Putin, and I wanted to mention just how, his demeanor coming out of that meeting, how it changed. Finally, Trump understands it. And look at the desperation with Zelensky. I mean, they brought every European leader into the White House, and I believe it's because, they know that their time is up. I mean, the front lines are collapsing, and I believe that Trump has all the cards here, and Zelensky understands this, and I'm just very thankful that, Trump
actually... No, and I totally agree, and that's why Trump cut about, it depends on the numbers, 60-70% of the military funding, fully pulled intelligence for a month, gave him some of it back. Trump didn't let the Russians totally take over as a negotiation tool, but he made the Ukrainians get in line.
Yeah, and I believe right now they're trying their best in a desperation attempt to try to con Trump into accepting some sort of NATO peacekeeping ceasefire, 30,000 plus troop ordeal to go into Ukraine. But that's going to be another trap. So I think Trump is actually understanding this. I think the Russians already warned him about it, just how they warned before the meeting about the false flag in international waters.
No, I agree. Well, let me just say this. I think we should pull out of NATO. China's the main threat. Openly, they're expanding. We should let Europe deal with it. Russia's not going to expand. Europe has nuclear weapons. Russia has its more land they can even deal with. That's on record. It's their doctrine. And we shouldn't pay for any of it, and we should be completely out of it. Even if Zelensky rolls over, I think we should get out of NATO. They want to buy our weapons, fine, that's it.
You mentioned about Governor Newsom. You could already see the pre-programming in terms of how they're trying to accuse Trump of being a crony capitalist, that his inflation numbers are going to be the worst ever, and so on and so forth. His economic numbers are the worst ever. I feel like they're already pre-programming what the message is going to be going into the midterms. I believe that Trump's advisors, like Scott Bessent, which is a George Soros, you know, operative in my opinion. Same with Lutnick, which, by the way, he was one of the co-conspirators, in my opinion, on the 9/11 fiasco. Like, I believe that Trump is walking into a little bit of a trap with the tariffs. I'm not completely against them. But I believe that, you know, Trump is going to unleash a inflationary fire on the economy, and it's all going to be blamed on him right before the election.
So what you're saying is you think his financial advisors are setting him up?
Yeah, I mean, look up the video of Lutnick. You know, it reminds me of the Sandy Hook situation where Lutnick's on video, you know, fake crying about how, like, you know, the whole 9/11 thing, how he miraculously didn't show up to the office that day and so on and so forth. And then on top of this, you know, he's obviously insider trading on all these type of, you know, flip-flopping, you know, trade deal negotiations. Oh, they put a tariff on copper, then they lift it, and then the price jumps up 10%, super volatile. People are obviously insider trading.
Sure, sure. Well, listen, I'm certainly not here to defend Bessent and Lutnick, but most people in the financial industry work for Soros at one level. I mean, I think the Treasury Secretary is going after the Federal Reserve, overall been giving Trump some pretty good advice. On Lutnick, did you know Lutnick's brother died on 9/11 in the World Trade Center?
No, I do know that, but watch that video.
So you think Lutnick killed his own, you think he knew and let his own brother die?
I mean, he's on video laughing. Literally, she asks him about his brother. He does this fake crying kind of like ordeal that like Robbie Parker kind of did, okay? And then, out of nowhere, she asks him, oh, so what happened? How did you not show up tonight, to your office on September 11th? And then he goes from crying to smiling and laughing, talking about how his son had his...
Sure, that's like Larry Silverstein saying, I think he went to a dental appointment or something.
Yeah, exactly. So my thing
hold on
is
a minute. Hold on a minute. I don't have a brother. I got a sister, but... that was the main financial center, and Lutnick had one of the most successful companies. So to say, because he's in one of the World Trade Center towers, he's involved. You think Howard Lutnick would let his brother die?
I mean, I know it's a stretch, but I mean, he was laughing.
Listen. Hold on a minute. Yeah. We have Netanyahu as the prime minister, then heavily involved with the U.S. neocons, the NORAD stand down, blowing up Building 7, the passport being found. We know all that, so clearly it was a globalist, a neocon joint, you know, false flag. Okay, I made films, written books. I'm a super expert on it, but I'm not here. Here's my issue: to say Howard Lutnick had been in there for decades with his company, and you know, some mornings I don't get here till 10 o'clock. So the idea, it's not fair. I'm not being mean to you, Bart, but come on, Howard Lutnick's brother died in the World Trade Center, so. You think he would not tell his brother to come into work that day? I just don't buy it.
I mean, if your brother or sister died on 9/11, it would be impossible for you to smile and laugh on national television. Like that would be the last emotion coming through your body. And on top of this, he lost over 600 employees. You would be in a state of devastation.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Listen. My job is not being an apologist for Howard Lutnick. I think he's been giving Trump a lot of good financial advice overall. You think it's a setup? We'll see. I know the globalists and BlackRock are openly trying to crash the Trump deal. They had Moody's downgrade us. The Federal Reserve won't lower interest rates. You've got that's all real tangible stuff. But, to then just say, oh, Howard Lutnick, he survived 9/11. A bunch of his family, not just his brother, died. I just do not buy that. I do not buy that. I mean, like, I saw this video. I was going to play it today. I've heard this for a couple of years. Garth Brooks is a serial killer because a bunch of cities he's been in for a concert, there's a murder or a person kidnapped. He's in gigantic cities. What does that mean? My thing is we have the CIA and FBI in Building 7 and the witnesses that they said blow it up on TV. They said we're blowing it up, and they blew it up. Like, can't we focus on, like, proof? Instead, Howard Lutnick has this big successful brokerage firm forever, decades in the building, and a whole bunch of his family dies, including his brother. And Lutnick is always smiling and doing that. He's a PR guy. Because I've seen the video you're talking about. And it's just cuckoo. We can't accuse people of things without proof. You know, what I deal with is the media will take me responding to a caller and saying, yeah, I can see that, maybe so, and say that I said that. So I got to be careful about that stuff. I don't believe Howard Lutnick knew the tower was going to be blown up and left a bunch of his family, including his brother, in there to die. I do not buy that. And it just, it's like, what do people, here's my issue. Why don't you talk about BlackRock wanting to ban single family dwelling homes? BlackRock wanting to ban carbon. BlackRock funding drag queen story time worldwide. BlackRock funding the NFL to have male cheerleaders shaking their ass. Like, you know, why don't we talk about the, or Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi, with their lobbying group that's in there blocking taking fluoride out of the water or trying to keep mRNA in? Because, I mean, I'm calling real people out. That's like real stuff. And I don't want to get digressed with the caller. It's just they think they get like a three-pointer with that. Ooh, look, you know, ooh, this guy was in the World Trade Center, and he's Jewish, so, you know, he survived, so whatever. Larry Silverstein said on PBS that they blew up Building 7. I played the clip probably 500 times. Nobody cares about smoking gun. I'm not attacking Silverstein because he's Jewish. He got a double insurance on it right before it, bought it a few months before, said they'd made the decision to blow it up. I interviewed the deputy of emergency management that said they blew it up. I have local newscasts saying they blew it up. But nobody cares about smoking gun. Larry Silverstein hooked him with Netanyahu, blowing it all up. Instead, it's Howard Lutnick. He did it. You know, that's not the caller, but that's put out as a disinfo deal, folks. That's what that is. That's what that is. It's sick. And that's what I go back to over and over and over again. But hey, let's go back, because a caller mentioned this earlier. Let's go back to Governor Newsom a couple years ago when they wouldn't clean up the streets of San Francisco for the public, but they did it for Xi Jinping. Only because they got the clip, and I want to actually show you something where I make a claim. Here it is.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true, for months and months and months prior to APEC, we've been having different conversations.
All right, I want to go back to your calls. We're about to have some EU meeting, and, you know, it's going to be public, and it'll be a bunch of BS, but we'll watch some of it, but I want to take your calls as well. I did not mean to go off on a Howard Lutnick jag. I just, you know, if you're going to accuse somebody of something, why don't you cover the real proven stuff? I mean, speak of the devil. This Garth Brooks thing. Every time he's in a major city, someone gets killed or someone disappears. I bet there's 20 people a day that disappear in Austin, Texas. There's a murder almost every day. What if I go to a city and give a speech? Oh, somebody died in Chicago, Alex Jones. Well, it means he did it. It's sick, but people love that. And I don't like Garth Brooks. He's a liberal. His music's okay. I'm not in business to defend Garth Brooks. But it's like this Q stuff. Well, you know, Hillary secretly in Guantanamo was executed 5 years ago. And it's just like, come on, man. We're dealing with real stuff here. And we know the left and the corporate media lies, but we don't have to sit over here and just make up stuff. Here, let's go to part of this Trump event. Here it is.
Like this. So I'm honored to welcome NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who's a great gentleman, great, great political leader in Europe generally, but now he's the NATO Secretary General, and you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you very much,
families and all the other
Prime Minister Starmer,
territories here today.
The United Kingdom, our friend and my friend, and doing really well.
I hope we can come here and reason like with each other.
We all like him. Everyone
will the death of your son bring back my son?
Prison Brona France, who's been with me from the beginning, one of the first people I met.
But I'm here for selfish reasons.
Dignitary.
My youngest son, accused of false allegations, said to flee this country.
More now. That's pretty good. That's unusual. That's a pretty unusual thing. Prime Minister Meloni of Italy, who's a really a great leader and an inspiration over there.
The introduction will take an hour. We'll come back to this. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. It's like, this thing where you got all this documented pure evil and no one ever wants to talk about that. 30 million dead from the shots, insurance actuaries. Nah. I see this everywhere. Architecture. All these old buildings are thousands of years old. We can't build this now. You can go back to the archives, the photographs, your grandpa, your great grandpa helped build it. They look at some new, you know, some beautiful city building built 100 years ago. Why, we can't build that. That's 10,000 years old. So I'm sitting here covering real information, not schizo, kook ball, world's flat, Easter bunnies, real stuff. That's not this show. That's why the globalists want me off air, because you can have government leaders from all over the world tune in and they know I know about the facts and the numbers and the strategic issues and all of it. This is about reality. This is not a children's program. This is not My Little Pony or He-Man or Star Wars. This isn't fantasy. This is the real world. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm not going to get derailed. I'm going to go to all your calls. I'm not going to let that derail me. It's just, it's crazy. Now, the issue here is we need funding. We need support. Plus, we sell you products that are absolutely amazing to keep us on the air. And tomorrow night is the last day to get our new Bovine Strongest private label top-selling brand, 2,000 milligram per serving with a whole bunch of other super nutrients, Bovine Colostrum, the first 2 weeks of a mammal, puts off the colostrum. It is the super ultra milk, all the special peptides, all the things that energize your immune system, overall health, cellular regeneration, everything. You can get it for 50% off until tomorrow night, and you can get any other supplement you choose for 50% off only until tomorrow night. And that's stuff like Ultimate Life Force. We took the two best-selling certified brands of cardiovascular, supercharging, spike protein, detoxifying, even have the COVID shot, you still need it. And we combine them into this horse pill, Ultimate Life Force. Everybody should take this at least twice a year as a regeneration supercharger, old or young. It is incredible. You're crazy if you don't get it. Ultimate Life Force. You get it 50% off when you get it with Ultimate Bovine Colostrum at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support. All right, we'll come back and see what Trump's talking about. But I got to move quick. So no matter how good the caller is, you're each getting about 2 minutes. Because I got to move on here. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, the Ukrainian dictator Cookie Monster is talking right now with Trump at the meeting with the unelected EU Commission and members of the EU who are elected, like Macron, Starmer, and others. Let's hear what Cookie Monster is saying.
Online before yesterday, and etc. So a lot of countries on the side of Ukraine, our people, and all of us want to finish this war, stop Russia and stop this war. We spoke about it, and we will speak more about security guarantees. This is very important that the United States gives such strong signal and is ready for security guarantees. The second point, or maybe the first, the humanitarian direction, very important to exchange all the prisoners, and I think that President will help, and I was very thankful to your wife again, Mr. President, for the letter about our abducted children, and I hope that really it can be historical for the people. They're to
human trafficking kids at record levels, selling their organs, so much cares about their kids' organs. We need the children to get their organs, sir. Help us get them to kill them.
That we discussed it, this track with the President Trump, and I hope that we will find decisions. And then what is very important, that all the sensitive things, territorial, etc., we will discuss on the level of leaders during trilateral meeting, and President Trump will try to organize such meeting, and he said that he will come or not come. I Ukraine will be happy if you
will
participate.
If you both want me there, I will be there. Yeah,
yeah, thank you. And I think this is very important. Yes, so security guarantees, bringing kids back, and all our people, not only warriors, first of all warriors, and all the civilians, journalists, a lot of people in prison. So we need them back. And guarantees which will work for the years, we spoke about it, and I showed the President a lot of details on the battlefield, on the map. Thank you so much. Thank you for the map, by the way.
Good map.
It was great. Yeah. I'm thinking how to take it back.
We'll get you.
No. I think that we had constructive, specific meeting, and I'm very thankful to all the leaders who are here, and you help a lot, and so we are happy that we have such big unity today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
You.
I think you'll see that President Putin really would like to do something else. I think when we set that up, when we do, I think it's going to be when, not if. I think you're going to see some very really positive moves. I know there's over 1,000 prisoners, and I know they're going to release them. Maybe they're going to release them very soon, like immediately, which I think is great. But we will, we're going to set that up today after this meeting. So very good and great remarks. I appreciate it. Mark, as head of NATO, maybe you could say a few words, please.
Yes, I will be very brief. I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock basically with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited. And let's make the best out of today and make sure that from today onwards, we get this thing to an end as soon as possible. I really want to thank you for your leadership, what you are doing for Volodymyr, but of course also all the European colleagues. It is really crucial. And the fact that you have said, I'm willing to participate in the security guarantees is a big step. It's really a breakthrough, and it makes all the difference. So also thank you for that.
Well, NATO also has agreed from 2% to 5%, which is something that is a massive amount of money. And it's 2% that wasn't always paid to 5% that is paid. That's a big difference. And
folks, we're going to break. I'm going to come back with your calls. We're going to move quickly through you. But this looks really good, though they could do a big false flag any time. But because the U.S. is pulling out, Russia already won, Ukraine is collapsing right now, their military, it looks like they're trying to get a negotiated peace, a capitulation to Russia, which is good because Russia didn't start this. So my approximation is Russia won the war. Trump's trying to get us out of this with our ass. Stay with us. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, Trump had a good meeting with Zelensky where he didn't buck him and said he's ready for peace. Now they're meeting with the heads of the unelected EU Commission and then the actual elected heads of the EU and NATO. And they are all rolling over right now because the United States, Trump finally said, he said he'd give them six months ago. He said, I'm pulling all funding and all intelligence, and the U.S. runs the whole war. And they admit that. Zelensky, we don't know the missiles, how to make them deliver. We need you. So Trump holds all the cards. Russia has outperformed and won the war. They didn't start it. The pragmatic thing is to get out of this with a deal to make that a security zone. It doesn't join NATO, but NATO, with a treaty, protects it. And Russia is ready to make that deal. So this is really good news. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I want to show you Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the unelected EU Commission, the dictator who's arresting her political opposition. This is live right now, but we paused and we went to break. I want to show you what she said, but I want to say this right now. I didn't mean to go into a 10-minute jag or rant with all these callers on hold when a caller called in and brought up Howard Lutnick, Trump's chief economic advisor, and said Lutnick was in the World Trade Center on 9/11, but he didn't go to work that morning, so he survived. And so I think they're setting up Trump with inflation to sabotage his administration. I am not an apologist for Howard Lutnick. I don't know Howard Lutnick. It has nothing to do with me. I'm the one that's pointed out they live next door to Jeffrey Epstein in New York. I'm not saying he's involved, but, you know, there it is. I'm not saying he's guilty or anything. I'm just saying, you know, is Trump doing this or somebody else's administration? I don't know. I just cover what I know. And I have Larry Silverstein on PBS saying they blew up Building 7. I have the emergency management deputy head who they killed 2 weeks after he's on the show, Barry Jennings, saying they said they blew it up. I have like 8 different newscasts, 2 BBC, 2 CNN, a bunch of locals, NPR. I heard it that day. They said, we're going to blow up Building 7, 47 stories, FBI, CIA headquarters, so it doesn't hurt anybody. Then they said they never said that, and then years later they upload the archives, because back then there was internet archives. Like 5 years later they put it online, but it's like, oh my God, it's true. I wasn't taping that day. I should have been at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have Larry Silverstein saying, we made the decision to pull the building, demolition term for demolition, controlled, and so we made the decision to watch it come down. No, all I see is Howard Lutnick wasn't at work that day. He blew up the towers. I see it everywhere because he's in the Trump administration. And it's a way to attack the Trump administration. If I find some evidence of Howard Lutnick doing anything wrong, I'll cover it. I don't know Howard Lutnick from a hole in the wall. But the caller's like, well, he was laughing and stuff, you know, when they asked him about his brother dying. All he ever sees is Lutnick laughing. It's like the jolly giant or whatever he is of finance. So I don't like when we got meat and potato proven stuff that nobody focuses in on that. So I'm going to take the caller and I'm going to put Silverstein saying they blew it up, narrated by all these Hollywood people, Kevin Spacey, and I'm going to take some of the local newscasts and blowing it up, and I'm going to put that out there as a challenge. Can we talk about Larry Silverstein getting double insurance months before? Can we talk about him saying they blew up Building 7? And the fire deputy chiefs I've got on tape saying they had a countdown get back, and the cops that heard the countdown? I've interviewed them all, and I got names of who did it. So here's the deal. We can crucify Howard Lutnick later if we find any evidence. You don't have any evidence of Howard Lutnick. I want you focused on George W. Bush and Benjamin Netanyahu and Wormser and Fife and Pearl and Dick Cheney and the NORAD stand down and all of it. I know this stuff backwards and forwards, so it pisses me off when I can't even, in my feed on X, I'm hearing about Howard Lutnick blowing up the World Trade Center. There is not 1% evidence of him involved in that. His brother and a bunch of his family died in the brokerage house he ran that was the most successful. They'd been there for decades. I defend the truth, not Howard Lutnick. But those of you, because these are talking points, I see this Howard Lutnick stuff all the time. And if I can take that energy out of that and go, okay, Howard Lutnick, let's just say Howard Lutnick is Satan. He, like Wile E. Coyote, planted bombs in the buildings, okay? Show me the video. Seriously. Did Howard Lutnick say he blew up Building 7? Oh, no, Larry Silverstein did. So, I demand that the people attacking Howard Lutnick stop covering up for Larry Silverstein. Because that's what you people do. Oh, Hillary's in Gitmo. Hillary's been executed. Bullshit. Oh, all these courthouses around the country, they're 8,000 years old. No, they're not. They got photos all and the court records when they built the son of a bitch. Oh, the earth's flat. No, it ain't. But I get it. You got a bunch of ignorant people that don't have knowledge about the world, and they wake up, they're being lied to, and they think everything's a lie. No, it's not. You are not learned. You know, I've interviewed like 5 cops that heard the countdown to blow up Building 7, right? You know, I've interviewed the deputy fire chiefs, the deputy head of emergency management. You know, I have all the newscast. Now, imagine, it's like having some serial killer that videotaped kidnapping kids and torturing them to death. And we've got a guy with a basement full of 15 dead kids and video of him killing them. And then you just go, there's a guy down the street, though. I bet he's involved 8 doors down. I'm like, well, what's your evidence? Well, I mean, he's 8 doors down. I'm like, okay, well, we're busy digging the dead kids out of the basement right now. And the killer's on the loose. Can you help us with the All Points Bulletin to find him? You see how that works? Hey, Palantir's surveilling you and doing all this bad stuff. Great, they're bad. Stop them. By the way, you know there's, you know, oh, there's $20 billion contract for them. There's hundreds of billion-dollar contracts for Amazon, Google, and Microsoft to do exactly the same thing. Can you focus on that a little bit? Oh, you son of a bitch, you're covering up Palantir. No, I'm not, you jackass. Larry Silverstein said he blew up the motherfucking building on TV. Sorry, I have this logic thing. I go, zzz, zzz, zzz. It's like, can I get you to cover something real when we got them? No, I can't do it, can I? I understand. I'm going to spend the next 5 years talking about this because I want to have in my feeds everywhere Larry Silverstein in Building 7. That's what I want to see in my feeds. And then if you can bring any proof on Howard Lutnick killing his brother and a bunch of his family, please show me. I can see the headlines now edited perfectly by the Nazis. Jones covers up for the Jew Howard Lutnick. They'll cut out Larry Silverstein so craftily. Because they want to be holier than thou. They want to be the good guys. It's like we have hard breaks for 27 years in this time slot. You hear them. You hear it at 58 after. You hear it at 5 after. You hear it at 28 after. And a few months ago, Nick Fuentes is on air. He's in studio. We're going to break at 28 after. Satellites fire, radio stations, TV stations. Bzz, it's all pre-programmed. And he starts talking about J.D. Vance. Now he's mad at J.D. Vance. And I said, we got to go to break. And then I say, we'll be right back. You'll go to that. Come back. He spends 10 minutes on it after that. But people cut it to say Jones covers up for J.D. Vance. No, the people that edited that covered up. They covered up what Nick Fuentes said. I platformed him and had him on. But notice the perfect satanic inversion. I have him on. Interesting program because he's informative. Want people to hear what he has to say because he's being censored. We go to break, like we'll do in 13 minutes and 25 seconds. Always the same time for 27 years. And then they edit and don't show him coming back and responding so they can show that and say I censored. But then you don't actually hear what Nick Fuentes said about J.D. Vance because they censored and cut it off and lied to you. See my frustration? It's not that I'm being criticized. I don't understand creating mentally ill paradigms where you can feel official and you can feel holier than thou when I'm trying to stop it all. I had Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israel lobby coming after me when both of you guys and most of you guys and you type of people were a twinkle in your daddy and your mama's eyeball. You don't know anything about this. You got the globalists coming after you? No, you don't. Because I'm actually trying to be honest and get everybody on board, and I don't care what group they're in. I want to give individuals a chance to reject Benjamin Netanyahu and reject Xi Jinping and reject all this. And that's what the globalists don't want. They want us all divided and conquered. I oppose policies and bad men. I don't single out individuals because what group they're in and attack them. But I do come at their operations of the bad guys. And that's why I'm hated by the tyrants. So this Lutnick thing is just emblematic. And I hope a huge controversy blows up. You'll see edited videos. Jones covers up for Howard Lutnick. But everybody else will go, wait, here's the full video. And you'll see all the Larry Silverstein, all the Building 7. And that's what I want. They blew it up. They said they blew it up. We have them committing it. We have them admitting they did it. We have them. We have them. Silverstein works for Netanyahu. We have them. 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 But you don't want to win. You want fantasy Q shit. Even if you don't think you're a Q-tard, you think JFK Jr. showing up in Dealey Plaza. You're blaming Howard Lutnick blowing up the towers when you have the owner saying they blew them up. How do I get you to have logic? What can I do to get through to you? Why are you so retarded? B. Because you're the other side of the satanic coin. That's why you're deceived, just like your father, the devil, just like the other group you're fighting. You're all in the same group. You're all in the same group. All right, let's go to George in New Mexico. I'm sorry I'm ranting, George. This is just, I'm going insane here.
Malik, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to start off by saying I've always wanted to tell you this, but on the website with your supplements, it would be cool if you added some of the videos that you have during the break and commercials as a link to your supplements on the website. Just a friendly suggestion. Cause
no, I've said that many times. We should take the promos for the supplements and put them on the shopping carts, but that's too smart. I'm not mad. That's just too, you're being too smart here again, George. That's too no brainer. We need to send you to Mars right now, George.
But now I wanted to comment, Alex, on the whole, this whole process of what President Trump's trying to do right now. And at the end of the day, it's like, I agree with you, man. Zelensky, first of all, like you said, he's a character. He's a puppet. I feel like he's, CIA asset installed. Because, I mean, let's be honest. We all know that Ukraine is a CIA, asset state. Country, there's no doubt about it. And the globalists use it as a forefront to launder their money and to push their globalist agenda, which is ultimately to try to dismantle Russia, who's their biggest threat to their New World Order agenda. And you've covered it really well. Your assessment, I believe, is the best out of it all. And I just feel like it ain't going to happen, man. Zelensky could come to the White House, these EU leaders and NATO leaders could come up to the White House and suck up to Trump. And God bless Trump for being a real leader, for trying to want to push this peace deal, because it is historic. But it's unfortunate that, they're not going to allow Ukraine to come up with a peace deal, and they want Ukraine to ultimately join NATO. And, I feel like ultimately they want war with Russia, and I just don't see
Well, that's exactly what they want, but even the war planners say it leads to nuclear war. That's why it's not just that Trump's this angel. It's insane. It's not good for life and business, so it needs to end. But I'm seeing some good signals here, because if the U.S. pulls out, it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's what their ultimate goal is. They want to create this world war, because they got the little war going on, right? Proxy war going on right now. But what they really want is the world war.
No, that's it. Because they got a reset coming. That's what they want. God bless you. Steve in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Sorry, I'm ranting. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm listening. Well, I just wanted to say I started my day off with my own formula, which is your methylene blue with a little nascent iodine, X2, and Brain Force Ultra, which a lot of people forget about. But anyway, a little cocktail with that with some Aquapana water and you're set. Now, I have two questions for you, man. First of all, on the national side, we keep hearing about all these sanctuary cities, right? And they've been around. First of all, is it constitutional? Where in the Constitution does it say you can have something like that? How do we stop the leaders, the governors and whatnot, from letting their cities be sanctuary cities? And on the big table here internationally, this Zelensky is, to me, the same as this Netanyahu. Maybe not as smart as Netanyahu, but why didn't we ever see Netanyahu at one of these meetings if he's a leader and he's supposed to be such our great ally, which we finance? And respond to that.
Yeah, why isn't Israel helping fund the Ukraine war? Well, listen, they ought to stay out of it because Israel's, about a third of their population from Russia. Look, God, you said so much there. You said there's a bunch of points you may not want to respond to. What was your first point?
Okay, well, the whole thing with the sanctuary cities. Where did
immigration in the Constitution, for those that don't know, is 100% the purview of the federal government and the executive branch. Okay? So, yeah, it's racketeering to have the city saying illegals are legal. It's racketeering to give them welfare. It's all organized crime, and we need the Justice Department to start indicting city and county officials, which is starting, that are involved in it. So it's cut and dry that these blue cities are in secession and are in open rebellion. And absolutely. So, I mean, the answer to your question is Trump has had a light hand so far. You have these blue cities, not even when they release a violent offender out of jail, they don't even tell ICE they did it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. So what do you think the president should do?
I think that we should follow the Constitution because I think that it's all treasonous action.
It's 100% treason to tell people to come here, put them on welfare, and then tell them they're above the law, and then tell the federal government, who only has like three powers, you know that, like having a Navy, that's what's in there, coining the money, and defending the border and deporting illegals. I mean, that's basically it.
And as far as the now we're selling Ukraine weapons, so are they paying us weapons with the money we gave them? I mean, is this a complete clown show?
That's exactly. Oh, you hit it. That's exact. And look, that's Trump's middle road. That's Trump's middle road. I wish he'd be more hardcore. You heard Trump say it ended today, and I was like, well, it took longer than I thought. He knows to feed the military-industrial complex, although lacking. So he's like, oh, whoa. Also, that's his stick on the rush as well. We're not going to fully pull out. We'll sell the weapons. But, yeah, you nailed it. We're getting our money back, which is Trump's all transactional. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Totally, man. Listen, Alex, I got to go. Good talking to you, man. I keep fighting the good fight, and I'll be talking to you.
Thank you for holding. Sorry I made you hold so long. I didn't mean to go off on a Lugnick thing, folks. And, I don't know Lugnick. I don't have some axe to grind with Lugnick against him or for him. I got Larry Silverstein saying he blew up the damn towers on video. I mean, and so then I just see this Howard Lugnick thing all over the place. I'm just like, well, what is this? It pisses me off. It's emblematic of lots of stuff like that I see. Just, Alex Jones is a clone, 10 million views. And it doesn't make me mad they're calling me a clone. It scares me that people are that mentally ill. You can watch my fat ass the last year lose 60, 70 pounds, gain like 5 back. You can sit there and watch it. I mean, I'm me. It's like I'm worried about people, folks. I'm real worried. Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
All right. Yeah, hey, thank you for everything you do, man.
And, I'm trying, brother.
I just got the products, Ultra Methylene Blue and the Sea Moss. They're awesome.
Thank you.
Here I'm in Boca Raton, and before the shooting started in Ukraine, Zelensky came to a meeting with Fink at BlackRock here, and it was sort of like regional news or local news. I don't remember it hitting national news, really, unless you do. But, I mean, why would he come here?
Let me stop you. You might have missed it. 6 months into the war, they run the Ukrainian government, their finances, and BlackRock runs the war. Oh, yeah, you're dead on.
Yeah. I'm like, it's crazy. So, I was a submariner, so I knew you had, earlier you were asking about that, and I worked with weapons. And I had another thing with the Russian Ukrainians, because that's when I was at sea. That's when I was, when Reagan was in. I was on the Providence, fast attack. And we were chasing, those Russians and Ukrainians were in Soviet boats together, so it kind of gets me that it seems like our money just getting sent over there and spread around, and we're getting screwed in this deal. You know, so, I mean, we
No, I totally agree. So what do you think overall of what Trump's doing? What do you read from what's happening?
I like what he's doing. I love what he's doing. You know, everything, the border and peace, world peace, 100%. 100%. I mean, if you ever worked with those weapons over months and you sat next to them, you know, or you would buy them and you would have had to do things, you know, that you didn't want to blow some other city up, man. Even if yours got blown up, you're like, what is this, man?
Plus, you're not just going to blow up. You're going to go home. Your hometown ain't going to be there.
Right. And then when I was responsible for, I mean, I would have done my job. Obviously, they all will do their job. But we all kind of feel the same way. We're warriors, but we're reluctant to.
Well, the great power comes from great responsibility. So when you're sitting next to a 20 megaton or 30 megaton warhead package, the crown sits heavy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know what messes me up is when I hear these liberals and all, like, pushing for war. I'm like, you wouldn't even step in a war, man. You don't even know what it is. I said, you don't think they're off the coast here? I said, because you don't see it. You didn't live it. I said, you need to talk to veterans everywhere about what they saw and what
was. Well, you ought to hold over. Just describe, for people who don't know, you were a submarine hunter then, so you hunted the nuke subs.
Right. Yeah, for Reagan. We were one of his best boats.
Well, hold on. I want to hold you over, but explain what a fast attack submarine is.
Yeah, we were hunter killers. So we, but We were modified, so we had a vertical launch Tomahawk system plus Tomahawk.
So you could launch nukes, and you were there to take out subs.
Yeah, we could do conventional. You could hit an airfield, you know, whatever variant you had loaded. And they still have them. Obviously, have even more. It's more advanced than when I was in, even, I'm sure. And
Hold over. Don't hang up.
Okay.
We'll talk about the real world with Tom out there hunting Russian submarines in the 80s. And you got the delusionals out there that think your courthouse was built 10,000 years ago. They're the same people that think nukes don't exist. Nukes are tinker toys, boys and girls. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk to Tom and then Mark, Charlie, Steve, Austin, Alex. Stay with us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I'm not a nuclear-powered submariner, but I've always found it fascinating since I was a little kid, so I've followed it, you know, on and on. I remember when Trump, you know, a month ago said, well, don't threaten us with nukes, Medvedev in Russia. I'm going to put two subs with nukes over there. And I said, let's open up to submariners. People that don't know, there's probably 30 or 40, it's all classified, but I know the general numbers, are all around Russia, and they're all around us. So it's just, you know, the Russians were like, well, you already have the submarines there and a lot more. But people that don't know, you've got the nuke subs, the big ones, that, you know, got a whole bunch of ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. Then you've got, you know, the Hunter submarines, and some do both. But this is the main nuclear force, and it's a big deal. And so people that think, oh, we're just like Sean Penn, let's just nuke Russia. Even if we snuck attack them, folks, they're going to get off a bunch of their missiles out of their submarines, and we're all dead. And if you're not in a major city, they all get vaporized, society totally breaks down, you'll wish you were dead. So, and we have this normalcy bias that, oh, that'll never happen, it hasn't happened. Think again. So just interesting, I can't get into classified stuff, that was back in the 80s, but just what made you want to be a submariner? Because I'm not really claustrophobic, but I think I would be there to go out and do that. And then to be hunting, I don't know if you, in the 80s probably weren't Chinese submarines. Now it's Chinese submarines too, but out there, you know, hunting submarines. What was that like?
Yeah, it was mostly Soviet at the time. So it was 86, 87, 84, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87. Yeah, I was in the Atlantic. And a brand new boat. I actually, before it even had a reactor put in it, I was in the shipyard and I was a new guy and I'm walking around with the Master Chief and he goes, pick those dollies up that the torpedo goes on. That I was a torpedoman's mate. And I picked the dollies up. They weighed 80 pounds a piece. And he goes, well, that's the one thing that we can't teach you that's good. You know, so, you know, after that, we're loading, you know, I'm loading weapons and we're practicing everywhere and we're out there doing our thing. And I, you know, we kept our mouth shut. Back then, too, you know, we didn't go around blabbing. You know, nobody told any secrets. It was because the Walkers had just gotten caught selling secrets to crypto to the Soviets, right? So remember the Walkers,
yes.
That Walker family, the radiomen. Yeah, so they had generational traitors, you know. And so I remember being in boot camp and they were kicking our ass, you know, literally kick you in the ass, you know. And there was no card you could flip, you know.
Well, here's a larger issue. We have humans that control the nukes, and they haven't gone wrong yet. Not the Chinese, not the Russians, not the French, not the British, not the Americans, not the, you know, all these other groups. Imagine right. When AI gets full control. So humans haven't failed us yet. Now they want to put AI in control of the nukes. That, to me, is the most scary thing ever.
It's scary as could be. And I don't even want to think. I mean, that's what when I'm having conversations with people, I'm like, you think we should go, you know, get your Ukraine flag? You want us to go to war? I'm like, are you kidding, man? We're lobbing weapons that are made in USA into Russia. We wouldn't even have done that when Reagan was in. You know, we didn't do that when Reagan was in. We wouldn't even have thought of doing it because of the, what could come back. I was surprised.
Well, that's what's scary. And nothing against women, but it's literally the EU Commission. It's women, never even been in the military. And I don't, I've not been in the military, but I've studied it, but I still don't claim to know more people in the military or no less.
For real. Yeah,
it's these
right.
Women going, well, if we can't beat Russia, we can't beat China. We're going to beat Russia. And they're literally saying we're going to defeat Russia and break it up. If you're planning to break Russia up, you don't tell them we're coming to break you up. That mobilizes your enemy.
Yeah, they're way too spread out and they have a bigger Navy in a way. You know, they always have more. We would out-tech them. And that's what we did. We were quieter. They could go deeper. They could go faster. We would be quieter. Our weapons could go deep and could go fast and get them. We could hear them. You know, we were smarter. We did, you know, we were always smarter about it, and I think we still are. But I still don't want it. They can still be an exchange, and that's horrible.
Well, that's the thing. Let's say we take out 90% of their subs. They still got like 20. They vaporize us.
Right. and then they're going to hit all the major metropolises easily.
That's why it's called. That's why it's called Mad, Tom. As you know, let me play this clip. I already played it, but I want to play this again. This is the deputy head of the unelected EU Commission, chief diplomat of the EU, Kaja Kallas. You look at her record: big Ivy Leaguer, no military record. She literally couldn't find her way out of a wet paper bag. Probably can't even find her ass with both hands. And she's like, if we can't beat Russia, how are we going to beat China? And the same commission said 6 months ago, we're going to break Russia up in five parts. This war will bankrupt them. Well, guess what? They're out producing weapons 3-1. We've lost. And the average American didn't even know we were at war with Russia. Yeah, folks, we've been in a proxy war with them. Here she is.
China is so much bigger economy than Russia is, with so much bigger military than Russia is. So if you're saying that you're not able to beat, that we collectively are not able to really pressure Russia so much that it would have an effect, because then how do you say that you're able to take on China risk?
Because they have nuclear weapons, dumbass. Same reason they can't attack us. So she literally thinks, oh, if we could crush Russia, that'll scare China into submission. When Trump's doing the right thing, dominating through trade, taking back control of infrastructure. You want to comment to that?
100%. I worked in, after the Navy, I went in the Coast Guard, and I was doing drug interdiction in the Caribbean, and I also did Alaska fishery patrols at that time, and I was actually in that L.A. riots, too. I was on Terminal Island when your prisons mobilized into the city. But, we got a trade. And then I went Merchant Marine. I became an officer in the Merchant Marine. So I believe in trade. So I've been around the world. The world is round. As my celestial navigation. My celestial navigation improved, and I've been around the world. I laid fiber optic cable for Tyco on both oceans. Okay, so, it's round.
Well,
I'm for trade. I'm for what Trump's doing all the way, 100%.
Well, it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Tom. Thanks for your service. Those are humans that built the subs. Those are humans that stopped nuclear war. Humans. We've done a damn good job, and we built the AI. It works for us. We should never turn over any of this critical infrastructure to the AI. Totally insane if we did. Mark in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Rothschild Illuminati. In World War I, USA and Russia kicked your Bavarian Frankist butt, but your banks won. They were the victors. In World War II, USA and Russia again kicked Shabbatean Bavarian butt, but your banks were the victors. So, BB, if you want World War III, know that USA and Russia will fight again. Yeah, we'll fight the banks.
So your point is that the world is united against the central banks.
Both the wicked right now and the good are working for the same bank. They're like, look at the hand. It's distraction. So they've got us all caught up in this. Who's going to win, the Europeans or Trump? Notice one thing in any case. I'll give you four facts. First of all, Jewish law requires the Messiah to be married to a scarlet woman. Did you know that? Isn't that interesting? Mary Magdala was a scarlet woman, right?
What's scarlet mean? Red hair?
A prostitute.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it interesting that the Messiah candidate has to be married to a prostitute? Now listen to this one. They changed the name of the Drump family to Trump because the math, the biblical math, has to be equivalent to 424. Donald Trump, the name, is equivalent to 424, which means Messiah for the House of David. He's a Messiah candidate.
Well, did you know, I remember reading this, and the crew reminded me, did you know, where is it, what is the Bible verse where Mary Magdalene was a prostitute?
She touches a man, which would have been, at that time, almost guilty of death penalty. She takes her hair and she cleans Jesus' feet with oil, with her own hair. Now, at that time, a woman was not allowed to touch any man except her husband.
Yeah, but Christ came for a new covenant. That was the whole point of it. He said, now you can eat any meat you want, that too. So under Leviticus, you get executed for eating, you know, shellfish or whatever, but now you're not.
Okay, if you are a Mashiach, and at the time of Jesus, we didn't have Christianity yet, okay? So at the time of Jesus, before Christianity happened, a woman was cleaning his feet. That was his wife. She was a scarlet woman. It's known. And by the way, she had to be.
Are you saying Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene?
All I can tell you is that a woman...
That's enough. Listen. That's a leftist teaching that's not in the Bible. Everybody knows that. Man, I'm just so sick of Israel. I'm so sick of people that hate it. I'm so sick of people that like it. My God, can we do something else than talk about this all day? I'm going to throw up. Holy mackerel. Jesus was screwing Mary Magdalene? What Bible are you reading, buddy? That's the Temptation of Christ of that 80s movie. You people make me sick, man. I mean, people like that, it's just like everything orbits around the Jews. And then if I don't want to, like, teach my kids to cut their penises off, the ADL comes out and attacks me. It's like, I don't like the ADL, and I don't like Nazis. Like, I can, like, dislike two things, right? Like, I don't like tomatoes. I like them cooked, but I don't like raw tomatoes. And I don't like raw zucchini. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like either one. I don't hate people that are white that want to be whatever. But I hate the ideology and the... And like all the times they make up stuff about me and I work for Israel, all this ridiculous crap. And then the Israel people attack me all the time. It's like, God, what is your people's problem? I just want to have a prosperous, successful world. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And all this weird, like the anti-Jew people like know more stuff than rabbis, all this weird crap. And they call up saying all these weird Jewish things to you. They think you know it. Brother, I ain't focused on it. You worship Judaism. You're a rabbi. You just don't know it. Me, I'm not. That's the difference. And nothing against the Jews that are into all that stuff. I'm just saying, I'm not part of your sick operation. Because the more you oppose Judaism, the more powerful it gets. It's all a sick setup. I'm just, Can't you understand that? This is more sophisticated than that. But it's all the rage. Oh, we could just send the Jews off in a spaceship to Mars. All our problems would be solved. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. How are you? Well, without everybody, I won't ask how are you.
Good, brother. Talk right in your phone. Your phone's a little muffled. Just talk right into it.
Sorry about that. How about that? Is that any better?
It's pretty good. Just go ahead.
We've got an issue in Texas. I'm sure you're aware that we've got problems with the daggum House and Senate. Looks like, from what I hear anyway, I'm hoping you can shed some light. I've heard it on Newsmax, and I heard it on one of the other shows early this morning on the podcast. But I heard that apparently the maps that we've been fighting over for the past couple weeks with these stupid Democrats, our fearless governor, who I used to call Hot Wheels, like, what's her face? Then I started calling Governor Big Balls because he acted like he was going to do something. Now I'm calling something else that I don't want to say in public. Seems like he's given in, and the maps are a thing of the past. Now we've got this character named Briscoe Kane that's turning around and, hey, I'm going to present these old maps, and I hope everybody doesn't mind. Do you know whether that's even true? I haven't heard.
I mean, look. I'm not following the latest on redistricting. I know the Democrats say they're coming back. I know the Democrats wrote a bunch of fraudulent maps, so I've got some news on it today, but no, I don't know the latest, so if you don't know the latest, I can't respond to what you believe the latest is.
Oh, man. All right, well, back to the drawing board. I'll keep researching.
Pardon me?
I said back to the drawing board. I'll keep researching, because I was hoping you'd have some information on it.
I will try to get on it, sir. Thank you. That is a big issue, because it affects the whole country. Thank you, sir. Alex in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Great man of cold, Alex, in time. So you had me amped up on the phone waiting for you. Number one, the meeting earlier on, it seems that if he would have put a white bow tie on, it would have just complete Zelensky's whole suit setup. But, you know, he verbally gave President Trump fellatio right there for the world to see. And he wouldn't stop until Trump was finished. it was awesome to watch him just come to grips with the fact that he can't control a thing. Number two, in Virginia, I don't know if you've heard about this, but so far there's about 70 children that's been kidnapped, and 50 happened between the August 1st and August 10th. So I did a little digging, and Virginia State Police is calling it a hoax. So I don't know what the deal is on that one. And thirdly, just to get you amped up a little bit more, if you want to talk about Silverstein, yes, it is a fact that he bought extra, or he re-upped his insurance for the Twin Towers. Yes, it is a fact that he pulled Building 7. But there's also a fact, and I've already told your screeners, sir, there's one person you haven't spoken to. When you speak to this one person connected to that time, it'll blow everything out of the water. I told your screeners a couple of months ago. I can't say it online.
Well, why not? I mean, look, no, Silverstein, I mean, Silverstein 100% blew up the World Trade Center. He doubled the insurance right before it. He said he blew it up. So how do I, well, tell the screeners again. We just screen the call for a clean phone line. We don't screen what you're going to say. I mean, what is this missing piece of information?
You have to talk to his security during that time. That's the one thing nobody has done, is talk to his security during that time. If you do it, you'll find all the answers.
Well, we talked to a lot of people there. They talked about the countdown, how they blew up the building, all of it. We have the newscast saying they did it. So, I mean, what's the added piece? Give me a hand here.
You didn't talk to his security, sir. I know who the security is. I've known what has happened over there. You have to talk to his security.
I just call up Larry Silverstein Properties and just say, security, tell me. What do I?
Alex, I wish I could tell you how to do it, but I can't.
But did you get my frustration about all over the internet? Howard Ludning, he was in the towers. Wasn't there that day. He blew it up with no evidence. You have Silverstein saying he blew it up on TV.
I have family that had the intuition of not going to work that day, that worked in those towers.
Wow.
Believe me when I tell you, if you talk to security, you'll find out what they were doing several months prior between the hours of 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. in the towers.
Well, there has been people come out saying they had all these weird crews in there bringing stuff into the maintenance levels. People don't know, in those big buildings, they don't just have the floors you see. They got maintenance floors. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's almost exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you what exactly was going on. There was a lot of wiring going on. There was wiring through all the floors. They wired every several floors, they wired with explosives. So, yes, it was a controlled demolition.
Well, I mean, they said they blew it up. And you'd see it in all the towers. Wow. Well, we'll put you on hold, Alex, in Virginia. You want to give me information? I mean, I don't know who to call, who was there 20-something years ago, 24 years ago, 25 years ago. But, I mean, I've interviewed the cops, the firemen, the emergency managers. The Barry Jennings came on, Deputy Head. He said they blew it up. They killed him 2 weeks later. I mean, I've done the interviews. I mean, I know. So that's my thing. There's no talk about Larry Silverstein. It's all about Howard Ludnick because he worked the building. His brother died. I'm just saying, like, why are we focusing on that with no proof? It's not about Howard Ludnick. It's like, can I get you people to focus on Larry Silverstein? Thank you, Alex. Oh, no. Yeah, we just went to Alex. Thank you, Alex. Let's go to Austin in Missouri. Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think that Trump was hovering around the election fraud thing because he knows that the CrowdStrike servers were over there in Ukraine. So he chose to talk about election fraud a lot longer than what everybody else would expect. And when it comes to the military in our city, I like that he designated the cartels terrorist organizations, but I would have took a different approach, and I would have, since everybody that came in under the Biden administration had to go through the cartels, they were all a part of a RICO thing. So I think we should have got the military involved in tracking down all of these illegals, because we know the Big Beautiful Bill doesn't even have enough funding to accomplish getting rid of all these operatives that were brought in.
Well, yeah, and here's the problem. For the first time ever, they gave Social Security numbers or disappeared up to 20 million people. That's why it's a wild goose chase. They gave them 7-year, on average, hearing dates for the immigration judges. So literally each person is a missing person. That's why it's so hard.
Well, I think he also should have started off in the blue cities that are in the red state and then had like an exodus to the all the because if you live in a near a blue city in a red state, you're seeing all of these illegals, you know, acquiring real estate, and they're really in some strategic locations, at least over here.
And the banks have come out, give them basically free mortgages. And like in Massachusetts, $30,000 free for an illegal alien to get a house. Why are they doing that?
They got food trucks that they're selling the fentanyl out of. It's like, it's the new biggest thing. And it's like right out in the broad daylight. I see this apparatus that was really going for the kill shot under Biden. They're still trying to push their agenda. They haven't given up yet.
No, I agree. And the illegal aliens, not all of them, but the main group, you know, telling Venezuela, Biden came out, send us your felons. They were bringing in an army that could sign up with NGOs and law firms to carry out this criminal takedown of the country. 100%. And Trump's going after it. That's what I'm saying. It's overall very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm all behind Trump. I love what he's doing. And I also feel, you know, from the Holy Spirit, he's definitely on our team.
Well, at the end of the day, I said that last hour. I said it, or I think the start of the hour, gut level. You know, God tells me to support Trump and also hold his feet to the fire. Thanks for the call, brother. All right. Owen Schroyer is set to take over. I didn't get to my BlackRock news. I didn't get to all this other news, but we covered a bunch of stuff I wasn't going to get to. There's a lot of press conferences today. I'll probably file some more reports. I will for sure. Owen is always doing a great job. He'll have all the latest news, all the clips, everything. You'll find the feed at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, the Infowars feed, and the AJN live feed. We'll reloop this 4 hours on the Real Alex Jones feed. But I just want to thank everybody for your support. I want to thank the crew for the great job they're doing. And want to encourage listeners to understand that I'm not spending time on it here, but they've got a state receiver. They're trying to convince the sheriff's department to come in here and shut us down. Even though we're blocking it in federal court. It's all just lawless craziness. But I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. So even if they shut down InfoWars, that is a sponsor that's going to fund the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. Bigley does. And we're going to continue on the same radio stations, same uplinks, same everything. And they're trying to claim they own my name. Court's already blocked that. They want me off the air. It's pure harassment. They want this show off the air so bad. But you're our boosters. You're the reason we're still here. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because I'm not scared of the globalists, but I'm scared of failing. I'm scared of them winning. And you're the reason I'm still here. Everything is because of you. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You have until tomorrow night at midnight to get our bovine colostrum, private label, top brand, the strongest, 2,000 milligrams per scoop, with all these other super nutrients in it. So good for your whole body. Does such incredible things for 50% off. And when you buy one canister, any other supplement is 50% off as well. It's not be a subscriber. Lock in 50% off in the future to make sure it doesn't sell out. This first shipment's about to sell out, but they'll hold it back if you're a subscriber. You can cancel anytime. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend each month at the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So I want to thank all the VIPs. I want to encourage you all to be VIPs. I want to encourage you all to be subscribers. It takes money to fight the globalists, and we're winning, but only because God has influenced you to support the broadcast. So get the IRC Moss, get the Shilajit, get the very best cardiovascular detox, anti-spike protein detox, ultimate life force discounted, 50% off. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com, but these sales end tomorrow night. There'll be some new sales, but these sales are particularly good. Take advantage of them. They're amazing. I only sell stuff that really works. You're missing out. Get our Ultra Methylene Blue. You've heard the rave reviews. Get it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, great job of the crew. Great job, President Trump, pushing peace. Owen Schroyer takes over now. Stay with us.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I'll use to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.